All collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
I'm a Cub fan and a Bud man, and I trust you are too.
Okay, we'll get this over with real quick so you don't have to get upset, because I know you're under a lot of pressure this morning. The Cubs had five home runs in the month of May as a team. Five in a whole month of May. Yesterday, they hit six in one game. I'm in shock. I'm reeling. When Shawin Dunston hits two home runs in a game, then you know something's wrong. Anyway, the Cubs won 11-3, and we got that over with, and they're still in first place, and they start four against the Mets today, and that's the name of that tune. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, boy. We have just tons of things to talk about.
Really?
The Cain Show today, the new split in the Catholic Church. Radical priests attack the Vatican. Moderates say the radicals are tearing the church in two, and those two priests will be Father Patrick O'Shea and Father Joseph Francis Collins. Why is it a lot of priests have three names? Very special. I wonder if Father Collins is related to Dennis Collins at W. Snooze. You think that's possible? Because he don't have a prayer over there. I know that. Anyway, had a great day at Calder Saturday. I lost only a few dollars. I had a great time. Got a lot of sun. I got a little bit of a burn here. In fact, I could say I got burned at Calder, but that would be.
Uh-huh.
And I had a wonderful time. Saw a lot of people. Ed Kaplan was there from QAM.
Wow.
And I didn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt embarrassed because I kind of was surly and rude, and he probably takes it personally. I didn't recognize yet, I'm sorry. But then when you walked away, I thought, oh, that's Ed Kaplan.
He works at Dick Fatherly's station.
He's an agent provocateur.
Oh.
Anyway, Hank was there, of course, and Hank had a bad losing day at all losers. And Steve, I understand, I didn't run into Steve, but he was up in the press box bugging Hank for winners, so mm-hmm. He couldn't have had a really big day. I heard through the grapevine he did have one winner, but because Hank had all losers on Saturday.
Hmm.
Hank stays with those same, like Sweet Bobby V. You know, when are you going to get over that, Hank? You just got to give up some of those chronics. And who else did I see there? Oh, and of course, oh, seriously, this was very nice of him to do. Mike Lyons from Zeta and his lady friend were there. And he had this package in his arms. He schlepped it around the whole time. Luckily, I saw him early, so I could schlep it around the rest of the day that I was there. And it had six of my old CDs from Zeta with my name on them. And he said, I took this just in case I would run into you out here today. And it was very nice, and I appreciated it. And he said that everything was just fine.
Well, I have some big news for my clients today who I apparently
listen to. Okay, we'll get
constantly.
To that in a minute before you start getting people depressed now with your rumors.
Yes, we'll do it.
And
this is confirmed rumor.
Great meal at La Tavernetta. Took some friends to La Tavernetta. It's always great, but this was the best meal of all time. It was just indescribable, beyond belief. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to admit that I had veal because I've been off baby cow for a very long time. But their baby cow is so good. Boy, it was just incredible. And I discovered they got all these different new dishes named after me. Everything is Rogerio, which in Italian means Rogers. I think they make that up as they go along. But the food was just phenomenal, beyond belief. And you remember Carol's niece, I think it is? Or was it her daughter?
What?
Who was graduating. Don't you remember last weekend they were closed because Carol's niece or daughter was graduating?
Wasn't it her daughter?
Very attractive young lady, by the way. She was there. With the ganze mishpacha, the whole family was there. It was just great. So we had a wonderful time and a terrific meal. I'm just kind of like recapping everything that happened. Is that okay?
Sure.
Because I covered the Cubs game in like 40 words or less.
I know this is going to come up a lot more today.
I didn't mention that even Mitch Webster had another
home run. So I brought in my Life magazine to read while you guys...
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I had a great time at Calder. They have refurbished that fourth floor up there. When we go out there, you're going to flip.
That's what Rich told me.
Oh, man, is that beautiful up there. Mm-hmm. And where Martha and all my friends, Mickey, all those people are up there with the food on the deli thing, and they've refurbished it, and it's enlarged it. It's beautiful. And inside where the windows are, like the guy said, it looks like a casino. It looks like Garden State in Jersey.
Wow.
It's all glittery and fixed up. They've done a beautiful job out there. They really have. My only complaint at Calder, and it could be that the Braves game was fed NBC into this area. I don't know, because I thought I'd go out there and get to see the Cubs game on TV, which luckily Saturday I didn't see because they lost in 10 innings. But... the only game that was on was the Braves-Giants game on one monitor. So either they had TBS on, which would really frost my ass, or NBC fed this area the Atlanta-San Francisco game instead of the main game.
Remember, I asked you about that on Friday.
Yeah. Well, you never know in this town. You know, I don't... So maybe somebody out there who knows which game was fed by NBC here locally.
I told you that Friday, because this is...
But I had a good time out there, and if I'd have stayed home and had to watch them lose an extra innings, I couldn't... It would have been bad. It would have been wrong, so I'm glad that I went out there. Okay, let's do a little break here, and then when we come back, we've got some shocking radio news coming up, finally. Astonishing news.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we can confirm some of these rumors that have been floating around.
Throw some of these ridiculous rumors out from other sources.
You mean like Dennis Reese?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, Dennis, you really ought to hang your head in shame. I mean, you're a wonderful guy, and you got big numbers over there, and you're doing great. But on the rumor line, you just...
He doesn't have it, mate.
In fact, I would put him and Steve
on
a par, okay? Because, you know, Steve's rumors seem to be basically the school of swishful thinking. It says that was an NBC feed. So we don't blame our friends at Calder. I knew they wouldn't be foolish enough to put the Braves game on when the Pirates and the when the Cubs and the Cardinals were playing. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip. But... So it's not their fault. That was what NBC was feeding to this town. Now, if I'd have been home, I could have still seen a Cubs game on F2. Okay? On one of the satellites. Are you following me? Anyway, it's 12 minutes past 10 at WIOD. We thank whoever called in. Boy, it's going to be another Monday on that phone. I can see that. Yeah. Boy, did we get some response on that, huh?
Fasten your seatbelt.
Like one call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one call?
Fasten your seatbelt today.
Oh, three calls. Well, excuse me. I take it all back, ladies and gentlemen. You're really, really just overburdening us with response today. Well, one of them was Fat Rich. Like I said, we had two calls. 12 minutes after 10 at WIOD, I want to tell you about Shell's. They start each day looking over the freshest fish available in South Florida, and they choose the very freshest help.
610 WIOD.
Now, what are you doing in here, Denenberg? Why are you potchking around? What is that? 606 for a six-pack. Oh, we'd love, by the way, for lunch today, we'd love Arnold's. I don't want to impose upon them. He's coming Wednesday? Well, I was in the mood for it today, okay? I just mentioned that in passing, Tom.
We've got Wings Plus today. How about Wings Plus?
Oh, we do have Wings Plus today?
If you want.
If we want. See, I don't understand that. They're way the hell up there in Yenemsveld. How do they do that? Okay, so if Arnold's are listening, if Mr. and Mrs. Arnold, who are wonderful folks, Wednesday will be ready because Wings Plus is coming today. Oh, does that mean those garlic wings that I'm just obsessed with? Oh, boy. By the way, I ate at La Tavernetta last night. It was just phenomenal. I just mentioned that for you because you're so nervous all the time. And they just loved me with a passion. They were just tinkling all over. I had to change my underwear. Because I'm a wonderful guy, Tom, unlike some people, I don't want to mention any names. It's 10:15 at WIOD. Anyway, where were we before the sales?
Rumors.
You notice the whole sales department
bothered
came in
us,
with a couple of exceptions. Coleman, of course, who's probably lost today. And our other friend, whose name, Mr. B.M.
Yeah.
Captain
B. He doesn't come in here.
He won't come in here, because I won't have anything to do with him ever again. Trust me. I told Boy Gary that this morning. By the way, you noticed they're back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
I guess Memorial Day is finally over, huh? Boy, it took a long time.
I guess
time.
The holiday is finally over,
took
folks.
A long
so...
time this year.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a long time.
Longest holiday weekend in the history of the United States. It's probably going to go in the Guinness Book of Records.
2 weekends.
And they finally have come back. All these bureaucrats are back in the building, which means we're probably going to have some real grief.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything ran very smoothly, except, of course, for the psychosis from the sales department. I shouldn't say from the sales department, basically from Captain BM.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 10:16, and here we go with the incredible, shocking...
We got a rumor at the end of the show Friday. It was from Johnny Dolan, and it said that Zeta was going to go pirate radio on the satellite. Now, I have confirmed this over the weekend from another source... And this is why they're just sitting there doing nothing. They're waiting. This is not this format is going on Westwood One satellite.
Well, you had to know something was going to happen.
Yeah, Scott Shannon is putting this together. Of course, from New York, he's out in L.A. They're going to do it from the Westwood One studio in L.A. And it's going to be called Pirate Radio, which is already on, of course, in Los Angeles Radio. But it's going to be on the satellite.
I don't understand what makes Scott Shannon a programmer.
Well, he had like the number one station in New York City. You remember?
No, I understand that, but what makes him... Okay, go ahead.
He did. He's got a big track
record. Yeah,
very
successful
and
station.
He went out to L.A.
show in New York, but
major story in the industry when he went to Los Angeles.
Oh, I thought the major story was KFI.
What do you mean?
Our sister station in Los Angeles.
Isn't
that what we're supposed to say?
The Cat Stevens.
Isn't that the major story, that Jeff Edwards walked out because Tom Likas was a douchebag?
I guess that was number two.
Oh.
But anyway, what they're going to do...
Because they're doing, I think, a two-share out there.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They're going to...
One-two.
The billboards that you see, Watch This Space, those will become...
1-5.
Pirate radio billboards, which are very nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're eye-catching.
Now, does this mean they carry the pirate games, too? Because they're pathetic, man.
So
they're just really
it
pathetic.
Will be
I
on
gave them up just in time.
When it goes on satellite in 3 or 4 weeks, and that's the story, that's the hubbub of what they're going to be doing. It'll be satellite-delivered. Probably won't be any disc jockeys locally. Maybe in drive, I don't know, you know, but they won't talk
so
much.
So in other words, the colonel and the morning crew is going to be gone?
Probably. I didn't hear that specifically, but they won't talk much if they have any DJs
on. See, because I heard in the building today from a very authoritative source that while Rose Folger was out of the building, either on vacation or whatever last week, that they were interviewing a whole bunch of people for his job.
Fascinating. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Because several of those people have been in contact with over here.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
shocking.
The word, yeah.
Yeah, what a way to start the week.
And
finally getting to the bottom of what's going to go on. It only took them 2 years of schlepping it raw along with the same sorry music, the same tragic numbers.
But I want you to notice that when we have rumors...
See, we didn't fit in. Those numbers were just too
right.
big for the rest of that format.
But I want you to remember, when we have rumors from other people...
Like Dennis Reese.
Or Steve-O. They don't seem to happen.
Yeah, the WOLD rumors that we've been
right.
saddled with since we've been here have
and
been
you
very
notice
disappointing.
I have not participated in that at all.
Well,
but
I
when
won't.
I give
I'm never going to get led down the garden path
when
again.
When I give you a rumor, and you know this...
It's kind of like that horse that Steve was touting
yeah,
in the Preakness.
Yeah, very good example.
Northern douchebag.
Wonderful metaphorical
mm-hmm.
comparison. Yes. But when I give you the rumors, and you know this from the past, they seem to happen, don't they?
Yeah.
When I give them to you, confirmed.
By the way, we owe an apology to Joe with two N's.
We do?
Yeah. Well, all that mysterious stuff that I was being fed, all total fantasy.
Really?
And about that crank call that he received that day, you know?
Yeah.
It did happen.
Huh.
And I even know who made it. It's 20 past 10 at WIOD.
Oh.
Father's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up on what date this year? Is it? 23 after 10 at WIOD. We just had an incredible experience. A shocking experience. That word just keeps popping up all over the place. Tom Denenberg opened the door again. He said, Wings Plus is coming on Wednesday. Wednesday, I made a mistake. Now, Tom has never been known to make a mistake before. But I guess he's calling Arnold's right now to see if we get the little Royal Castle burgers today. The ones with the bacon cheeseburgers. Oh,
God.
They made those special for us? Those were heaven.
They sure were.
Those were spectacular. Anyway, you had a little thing happen with your battery, which
yeah.
we just might mention briefly, because I came in and the hood of your car was up.
Problems.
And it seems that lifetime...
maintenance-free.
Sealed maintenance-free yeah. battery, the water was out of all the cells,
mm-hmm.
and our crack engineer, Mitch Ween, was out there...
Saved my life.
Saving your life. Made a little makeshift funnel there
mm-hmm.
to get the...
It's amazing, isn't it?
Even called in Dick Funnel from Channel 4. By the way, we neglected to mention last week, Alan Douchebag over from Paris, who used to be the general manager
yeah.
of Channel 4...
Yeah.
admitted that the worst mistake he ever made was firing Jim Brosmer.
Isn't that incredible?
Because they just got rid of that David Jackson, the guy with the runaway S on the
mm-hmm.
news that I've been ripping for a year, however long he's been here.
That's right.
And didn't we say at the time Brosmer was excellent?
Absolutely.
Everybody liked him. He's been here forever, and now he's up there in Channel 25 in West Palm Beach, which is like being,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe he's doing real well. I hope so, because he's a good guy and a great talent. And, Alan, you're a munghead, okay? You're just a douchebag. Yeah, we know Larry King's on Geraldo. We don't care... Okay, if his breath is bad enough today, maybe Geraldo will pass out on the stage, okay? This could be another one of those contrived deals, you know, where Geraldo has one of these accidents, falls down, breaks his neck, he'll be in a brace, be the first man in history to break his neck from somebody's bad breath. What's the question, Geraldo? 25 past 10 at WIOD. So anyway, that's kind of a synopsis of all the excitement that's going on over here.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got lunch, I guess, pretty well set up.
I guess.
Don't we?
Yeah.
You got the Canes in a College World Series tonight at 8:10 against Texas
mm-hmm.
after their win against LSU and Skip Bourbon on Saturday. So that gets everybody right up to date. We got everything going. No bush bing bang. So everything's great, right?
I guess.
Boy, they really did a beautiful job at Calder, man. It was great.
Good. I'm looking
Oh, and
to
also, oh, man, I saw the article about the... I don't read the paper because it's frightening. It's dangerous. You get depressed. And there was this big article... in yesterday's paper about the racing dates
oh
and how Bru- Brunetti at Hialeah is going to be overlapping of these dates with Calder first. Now, can you see what it's going to look like at Hialeah if they really go ahead and do that? Horses, okay? And even if they do have enough horses to fill a card, he won't have 1,500 people there.
Frightening. This really frightens me.
He won't have 1,500 people there at Hialeah. He may not have 1,000. So what kind of purses would they be able to offer when the mutual handles like $150,000? That's like going to a Beulah Downs or something, okay? Purses will be like $600, $900.
The word suicide comes to my mind.
The word plow horse comes to my mind, okay? King of Dance may be back for a day, for an encore.
Why are they doing this?
Oh, because the three of them are just... that was the crux of the whole article, again, is about how Kenny No and Doug Don and Brunetti just refuse to get along, and they've got all these personal conflicts with each other, and as a result, the whole thoroughbred entry in the state is like in a state of shock and shambles because of it, and they just don't want to get their act together, which is really a shame, because we've got some beautiful racetracks, and these people just won't get their crap together. 27 after 10 at WIOD, our first call of the morning is a mobile in Broward. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great.
This is Tony. I called you before about, remember I'm the one that didn't try the chicken wings from, I never tried them?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the Wings Plus, and they're kick-ass chicken wings.
Oh, yeah, they're incredible.
I'm addicted to the garlic, just like you now.
As a matter of fact, I was really psyched up when Denenberg came in today and said they're coming today, and I got myself right in the frame of mind for the garlic wings, and then now I got to wait till Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I thought you're getting, aren't you getting the wings today?
No, Denenberg made a mistake.
Oh, so what, is Arnold's coming today then?
I guess.
Yeah, see, I've yet to try those too.
Those are great. But all the stuff we got in here is great.
Yeah, well, you're a lucky kind of guy. You get to eat all this good food here.
That's right.
Well, that's what happens when you're a star.
When you're a real stupid star, you got it, pal. Well, listen, have a great day.
All right, Neil, take a light.
See ya. 28 after 10 at WIOD. We have one line open in Broward, one in Boca. We're actually off to a fairly good start for a Monday, I will say that. Let's not, talk about it too much.
No, don't overreact.
Yeah. There goes the other Broward line. Boy, this is shocking.
Remember,
we have been opening
it
in Boca, 278-9463. 278-WIOD, but don't forget, I got six CDs in this thing here that Mike Lyons gave me. That was really nice of him, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I really mean that. He brought them out. He didn't know if I was going to be there or if he'd run into me. And just as luck would have it, there he was,
I didn't know he was a Neely. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, he loves the show.
Yeah.
He's obsessed. Well, obsessed. Everybody's obsessed because there's nothing else going on in town. I think this show kind of reflects, as compared to a lot of the other stuff that's on the air, it's a reflection. In fact, I even listened going to the track to a little bit of our taped rerun on Saturday. And it was the one where we had the doctor on hold during the whole show. the one, I'm dying over here, who, by the way, got fired. I found out yesterday he got fired for a whole bunch of screw-ups, but evidently for mostly not doing any work. In fact, his patients... No, seriously, his patients had a favorite line.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, because he was on the phone the whole time, and they were busy expiring in the waiting room. Okay, let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Bird, did you see... you should have seen yesterday Terry Merriman and that Miami Children's Hospital telethon?
Yeah.
Well, she looked outstanding yesterday.
Oh, did you?
God, oh, Lord.
She's not that great, okay, sir?
Hey, man, she had this dress on that was just a knockout.
Well, the dress may have been great all by itself. She's not that great. She's all right.
Oh,
if
man.
They could get her hair straightened out.
Was her southern accent coming through?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Can you pull me a hold for a lightning round?
Sure, no problem.
I'm calling sick today. It's getting early, man.
Okay, you're on hold now. Yeah, that would be a real good idea. We'll do like Larry Kent used to do with trivia. What we'll do is we'll have people call in right at the beginning of the show, and we'll tie up all eight lines. Then we don't ever have to pump the numbers anymore, okay? Unless maybe somebody gets disconnected or hangs up, they have an emergency. That would be a really good idea.
Larry Kent pioneered this method.
Oh, yeah. We're going to open the lines at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. 07, 07.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hello, Larry. I have a beautiful toaster. It only toasted 700 pieces of bread by actual count. It has a little mung inside the elements, but it's in good shape. I like $10.
Oh, God. Those were the good old days. This market is so far behind. So we got pirate radio coming to Zeta 4. Now, what's going to happen to the call letters?
I don't know. I honestly
don't
know.
Is it going to be like WOFF, something that's appropriate?
I didn't hear anything about that. Interesting question. I don't know.
How about WFUN?
Those calls are
available. Somebody take those? They
are. I think they are.
I think you're crazy.
Well, who
has them? I don't know. Somebody somewhere would have picked those up right away.
I wondered about that, Somebody should.
Leave it to Woody Sudbring to drop the best call letters in America, yeah. WFUN, you know. Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of dropping I-95.
Yeah, or A1A. Mm-hmm. Open line in Boca, 278-9463. We haven't had a tinkle in Boca at all this morning. That's pretty depressing. North Miami, hello.
Hey, speaking of WFUN, listen to this.
Great.
A call from Mike.
But wait a minute. Do you see again my psychic powers are working?
Yes.
Now, when's the last time I mentioned WFUN? I just mentioned it. We punch up the next call, and the guy's got an old WFUN jingle queued up there.
Incredible.
This show is astonishing. You know what?
I think so.
I think we got a... shocking is getting passe. It's getting overused. I think we have to go to astonishing is what it is. That's... Even I can't believe that. That's almost... Not quite... But it's almost as astonishing as this.
They want to... Okay, I think we got... Let me get a little bit more compression going here. Because we'll love to help us...
Oh, wait a minute. Before he goes on, you know what I've discovered? I don't want to knock Mitch because he did a great job with your battery.
Yes, he did.
But you know how we always talk about the music Ranieri plays, how it sounds like it's way off in the
sure.
background?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was listening to the best of this on Saturday... And there was a record we played, and it's still, even on the CD player, it sounded like it was off in the background. It had no, it was shallow. Do you know what I'm saying?
How can that be?
Because there's no compression on this station.
Right. That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Well, that's why the music stays like in the background. It sounds like the level is even if it's cranked up, even if it's banging a needle in there, the music sounds like it's on a different level. It's suppressed or something. There's no compression.
Well, I wonder if we can get any compression. You think we can get some?
Yeah, so we could sound like this. That would be good. Then we could really do a job.
I got pipes, man. Hey, 75 degrees in the Magic City. Hey, we're broadcasting live. Hold on a second. Let me start that over. 75 degrees in the Magic City. Here's another great song all over your radio dial. Come on down with it. We're going to get down tonight. We're going to get groovy. It's the right time of it. Boy, what the hell am I talking about?
It's still astonishing, isn't
yeah.
it? 1033 at WIOD. Margate, hello.
Hello, Neil. Good
yeah.
morning, Bird. Took your advice and finally made it out to La Tabernetta over the weekend.
Oh, boy. We had a meal there last night that I'm just still spastic over. It was so great.
Yeah, I walked in there. As soon as you walk in the place, you know it's an Italian. I mean, it smells great. The garlic is permeating the air.
Mm.
Just as we were walking in the door, and this may apply to you, Bird, we heard a tremendous crash, and a big bird had crashed right into their window. It was flying at full speed, crashed into the window. It was just like lying there on the sidewalk. So I said immediately, no poultry dishes tonight. But we went in there, we ordered. And the woman who's in the front, I told her, I said, yeah, I heard about you from Neil Rogers from WIOD. She says, oh, well, welcome. Neil always comes and he loves it. But then we ordered, and then we kind of got, like, reprimanded for not ordering one of the Neil specials. I mean, I ordered like, veal parmesan because I didn't know what you had ordered before. And I've heard all your specials, and you talk about your specials all the time. And the waiter goes through the menu, and I'm saying, what the hell does Neil order? And I just, nothing came to mind, so we ordered what we ordered, and then she came over, and we kind of, like, got reprimanded for...
Yeah.
That was the first
time.
Well,
like last night, my friends ordered, they'd never been there before, and they ordered a couple of dishes, and the maitre d', who's a wonderful guy, said, no, forget that. I'm going to bring you this. And as it turned out, they said it was the best meal they ever had in their life, so...
What's your favorite dish when you go over to?
Oh, their veal is, you know, I hate this baby cow stuff, but their veal is just tremendous. And last night, I think it's called veal cardinale. It's got capers and mozzarella cheese, and it's on a bed of angel hair pasta, and it was just beyond peppers, tremendous.
All right. I will definitely go there again. Terrific place.
Yeah.
Quality.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Got a quick cable nightmare for you. I was watching the Dodgers-Houston game the other night, the game that went 22 innings.
Yeah, 7 hours.
Yeah, it was on the Sunshine Network, and we had some friends over. It just happened to be on in the background, and then everybody left, and I was watching and just kept telling myself, one more inning. Finally got to the 16th inning, and Hershiser had been pitching for a couple of innings, and it was getting real interesting. They cut to a commercial. It's on the Sunshine Network. They cut to a commercial. They come back, and there's like the Rock and Roll Report is on. They just took the game right off the air in the middle.
Oh, yeah,
of the
that's nice, huh? mm-hmm.
16th inning. They took it right off the air. They put on some little kiddie video party show. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there like apoplectic, pulling out the TV guy, trying to find their phone number and the...
Yeah. Well, if you would have had your satellite dish, you'd have seen the entire game.
I don't know, Neil. It's getting to that point where I don't know if I could take him anymore.
Okay.
Good talking to you. Have a good day.
You too. 1036 at WIOD. Toyota of Hollywood on 441, just south of Sheridan Street, is wheeling and dealing and squealing. to get you to buy one of those beautiful 89 Toyotas, and they've always got a phenomenal selection. If you're in the market for a Supra, for example, and there's a particular color or style that you're thinking about, they got it over there, more likely than not, or a Camper.
Move over, Jane Fonda. It's the Rob Lowe Video Workout. Why bump thighs with hairy guys when you can flex your pecs with the opposite sex? It's the Rob Lowe Video Workout. Oh. Rob gives you one-on-one. Oh. One-on-two. Oh. And two-on-two video instruction. Oh. And that's not to mention Rob's personalized direction.
Okay, look at the camera. Say, Rob, I loved your singing.
The Rob Lowe Video Workout. There's no expensive equipment to buy, no big workout suits, and you can work out at your own pace. Get that brat pack burn with the Rob Lowe Video Workout. Order now by calling 1-800-BLACKMAIL. That's 1-800-BLACKMAIL. Fully posable, underage workout partner not included. And watch for Rob's new video, Courtroom Calisthenics, coming soon.
I'm dying over here.
10:40, 20 before 11 at WIOD. By the way, we got a great record that we ought to dedicate to some of these people who start those false radio rumors. See, we like the ones that are true.
Exactly.
You think Dennis might be listening to them? Okay, let's continue with these great calls. I see a couple of people in Broward dropped off already. I told you not to get your hopes up too high early. It's Monday. 524-9463-524-WIOD, and I'm going to say it again because I don't want to get Rob Lowe intensive again. That's old news, but it's nothing to see, okay?
Right.
Nothing to see. Everybody who sees the tape is so bitterly disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Just forget about it, okay? Find something new and exciting in your life. Anyway, speaking of finding something new and exciting, we ought to tell that to the newsroom. Remember Steve last week was correctly fetching about the Claude Pepper hysteria? That was on, what day was that, Wednesday or Thursday? Well, here it is Monday. They're slaughtering people in the streets in China. The Ayatollah finally dropped dead. The Cubs hit 6 home runs in one game. And what's our lead story this morning as I'm coming to work on WIOD?
Claude Pepper.
Again.
Yeah.
Man, they're just pepper intensive here. Wow. Coconut Grove, hello.
Yeah, to also include the first place Oreos in that as well.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What, they win 7 in a row now?
Yes.
For them.
Wow. First place, that's... Listen back to it this morning, and I thought that rumor you had was about she, not Zeta.
Yeah, I read it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, you read the, remember?
Yeah, I read it wrong.
We were leaving on Friday, and Spike Wise belted him in the head down in the hallway and said, you read the damn memo wrong, you idiot, don't ever do it again.
We weren't concerned about it Friday, but then when I heard it again over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pirate radio.
I don't know how Johnny Dolan does it.
Oh, so when is this supposed to start now?
3 or 4 weeks.
It should be, another abortion.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, what we hear is there's a lot of obscure music on pirate radio, so they ought to be able to relate to that. The people listen to Zeta?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to bring them any bigger numbers than they already have.
Probably not. But it'll be cheap. See, that's why they like these satellite formats, because they don't have to pay the talent. It'll be cheap.
I think, like you do, it's a shame that they waste 100,000 watt. I mean,
I'd love to have that station to make it all talk. They could have a 6 share on, maybe a 7 share on that station, the all talk station on FM. Believe me.
You're right. Oh, well, I'm going to let you go because it's a Monday, and I'm sure you got a lot of...
Oh, we're hot today, man. I'm telling you, we're just bursting at the seams with call today. Have a good one.
Okay.
See you later. 10:43 at WIOD. You still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Okay. All right, we have one in Dade, one in Broward. That's open line, just in case. We don't really care on Monday because we're getting used to it. Oh, so we just kind of like pick our own, as they say on the Ranieri Show.
Oh.
Just kind of pick your own here for DeSalvo's. Not another one.
It's in from Detroit. I love how they always go to the same ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. God, Jerry Williams. Every time
you
do one of those shows, there's Jerry Williams.
Yeah, Jerry will be pounding his breast. And telling us all about how talk shows are going to save the world from itself. Or we're going to solve all, and Mike Siegel will be, we're going to solve the problems of the medical profession. We're going to solve the problems of the legal profession. Oh, God
almighty.
Yeah, so much sameness. See, that's what the public is tired of, man. That's why they go for all these ridiculous shows, because no matter how ridiculous it is, at least it's different. That's why it has to become more bizarre all the time, because you kind of burn yourself out. You know, you can only have so many guys who turn out to be women. You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes old.
Yeah,
like, even if it turned out that George Washington was a woman at this point, nobody would care. They'd say, oh, well, he had a pretty wig, and What's the big deal? Of course, the fact that he slept with Martha, that might create some, you know. And then there'd probably be a whole thing on those shows about that. Former presidents who slept with lesbian wives. Anyway, it's 10:45 at WIOD. It's true. Sameness, man, to me, is just a killer. It's just disgusting.
Me too.
When people do the same thing over and
I'm dying over here.
Over.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Disgusting. Boy, I can't believe how Disney was in the hallway this morning and walked by with kind of a puzzled look on his face, like, gee, am I in the right place?
Yeah, more.
And even one of our engineers, who usually does not speak to me.
Did he?
I said to him, I passed him in the hall. It was one of those encounters where you just have to say something, okay? I felt compelled. And I said, good morning.
Oh, no.
There was a guttural sound that came from his throat. I can't. Now, either he had indigestion.
Kidding.
Or he actually said something to me this morning. I couldn't believe it. See, he's still clinging to that old Rick Edwards INZ. No, he does. He just hates me for that. I don't know what it is, but he just has never...
Really?
Never gotten over the fact that I wasn't a disciple of the Rick Edwards school of nailing the mic bass to the ceiling. He just... he's got a thing about... I don't know what it is.
He better get over that.
Well, it's kind of fun to have some people in the building who don't speak. And then, of course, I saw Rick Weaver was in the sports booth there.
You saw him?
From... He's always, for some reason, when you pass him and he's in that room, his back is always to you. Is there any special reason for that? And I noticed when he left that room, he was backing out. Now, I've heard of backing out in a car, but it's unusual to back out of a room. But I guess that way you don't... Well, listen, he's been here long enough. He probably knows there's a good reason for it. And Cat Stevens records.
Unbelievable, I'm telling you. But the biggest thing about it is Jerry Williams is keeping his mouth shut.
Is he? Boy, that's unusual.
That is really unusual, but...
Don't get me wrong. Jerry's a great talent on the air. He's a tremendous talent on the air. But over and above that, his ego is bigger than the whole state of Massachusetts. I mean, a man is just a monster in his own mind.
But Larry King is being, he's not...
Did he brush his teeth this morning, or has he still got that killer breath?
Nah, they kind of look kind of purple to me. You know?
Yeah. Wait till he asks Geraldo to cash a check toward the end of the show.
Yeah.
That's when they're going to start the fist fight. You know, in fact, Jerry Williams has been on a couple of shows where they had fist fights, too.
Really?
So I have a feeling. Is that show still on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wait till the last 5 minutes, and Larry King's going to whip out a checkbook, and he's going to write a check out to Geraldo, who's going to look at it, and then Larry's going to breathe too close to him with that bad breath, you know, and Geraldo's going to start getting dizzy and start to pass out, and then somebody, Williams will probably run over and say, I know this, and he's going to bounce the check off the floor. It'll bounce like a rubber ball, and then they'll all start like a big brawl. Like in the Cubs game yesterday with Mark Grace and Frank Dipino.
Absolutely. Hey, Dunston with 2 home runs?
Yeah, and Mitch Webster with 2 in 2 days.
This must be for real.
I hate to bust in here right in the middle of this incredibly important discussion.
Yeah, it is important. We had 6 home runs yesterday.
However, we have a
Sanderson
bulletin.
Scott pitched a complete game. Oh, is it about Claude Puma?
No. Radio highlights in the Sun Sentinel.
Okay,
first
stand by. You're on the phone for a... Oh, God. Oh.
I told you.
Oh, all of a sudden my stomach is churning. My appetite may be in question today. The Lee Fowler Show topic. Are you ready, sir?
Let's go.
Florida's mandatory helmet law with motorcycle enthusiast Rick Siderman.
Rick Siderman, Mr. X.
Who only drives on the extreme right-hand side of the road.
He's a douchebag.
Oh, boy. He's another one of Steve's slimeball surrogates.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, have a great day, pal. You've been quite an addition to the show.
Okay, Neil.
See ya.
Bye.
10:49 at WIOD. Actually, these people are pretty decent today. They've been okay, haven't they?
For a Monday, so far, so good.
They've been pretty interesting.
Well, I guess it's that double Memorial Day holiday.
You know, something just hit me at Calder Saturday for the first time ever. The green sheet, which when we go out there Thursday...
That's not green. It isn't green,
is it? No, it's a tip sheet, but they call it a green sheet. Anyway, one of the pickers, there's like 4 different pickers. One of them is named, and it's been in there. I don't know who these people are, but his name is Harvey Jr. And Harvey Jr. is not one of my favorites. I never pay any attention to his picks. He's a wonderful guy, I'm
Harvey
sure.
Jr.
And then it dawned on me, this is Paul Harvey Jr. is picking on the green sheet.
I thought it was the guy from Kendall. Or is that Harvey of Kendall?
Harvey from Kendall.
From Kendall. See, I always get that confused.
Oh, I don't know, because we haven't heard from him in a while. And, in fact, he was like Donna in reverse. Remember, for years he was ripping us. Then all of a sudden he made that big turnaround here a while ago, didn't
big
he?
Big turnaround.
Sent us that sucking around letter. Of course, now he probably hates us again, but you never know with Harvey of Kendall.
As opposed to Harvey from Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Maybe not be the same person. Anyway, it's time to talk about DeSalvo's, and that's good because we're picking our lunch for Thursday now. Now, what would you like on Thursday?
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? Would you like a sub?
My favorite thing at DeSalvo's is the pizza, so maybe pizza.
Yeah, let's get a pizza.
I haven't had pizza in a while.
Yeah, with what? I'll circle the toppings, okay?
That doesn't matter.
We'll get a large.
Yeah.
With sausage.
Sure.
Onions.
Mm-hmm.
And black olives. How does
great.
That sound? Yeah, I know how to put together a pot.
Sure.
I'll tell you that.
I know.
And I'm going to get the sausage parmesan sub. That just sounds good to me. I'm in the mood for that right now. Now, Fat Rich will be here on Thursday, too. He ought to call in on the bat line if we can do that before the end of the spot. If you love good family-style Italian food, you're going to love DeSalvo's Pizza and Italian Restaurants. And I say plural because there are now three locations. They're in Hollywood, Davie, and a brand new one. And, boy, we're kissing the ground. We're having celebrations daily that they're in Plantation. Right in front of my old favorite Winn-Dixie there at the corner of Sunrise and Pine Island Roads. And for lunch or dinner, you can't beat it because they've got delicious food. Everything is fresh. Their pizza, out of this world. Some of the best pizza in town. And the good news is they give you humongous portions. Boy, they give you enough food for the Chinese army. Ooh, this isn't a good week to say that. They give you enough food for the Lithuanian army. So when you're hungry and you're really jonesing for some good, inexpensive, family-style Italian food, DeSalvo's is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday, late till midnight, and every Sunday from 1 to 10 p.m. Here are those three locations again in Hollywood, right across the street from Toyota of Hollywood, between Taft and Sheridan on 441, in Davie on the corner of Sterling and University in a Table Supply shopping center, and, of course, that newest one in Plantation, and we are excited and proud to have DeSalvo's in our humble town on Pine Island and Sunrise at Jacaranda Square. 10:53 at WIOD. Wouldn't you know, a little late here on the bat line.
Well, sorry about that.
Fat Rich making his order for Thursday from DeSalvo's.
I think an antipasto. I got to be on the straight and narrow, Neil.
So in other words, what that means is you're going to suck around for all the other food.
Exactly. You know, Linda's taking measurements in 2 weeks, so I've got to make a showing here.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let me look on here now for the salads. Well, I guess I can probably find it myself, okay?
All right. All right, that'll do it.
You sure? Oh, here it is, a little antipasto for Slim Rich.
And a little
maybe
a little ziti.
Oh, a little baked ziti, okay.
All right, I'll catch you later.
Okay, see ya. Okay, there he is, a real comedian, isn't he? A real comedian. Let's see, pasta dinners. Here we go with the baked ziti there. Oh, Sicilian with, I should have asked him. We'll just get the regular for Fat Rich.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need that eggplant because it's no calories.
Mm-hmm.
10:54 at WIOD. What was I just going to do?
You're
going to
have a record I haven't heard in
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Hamilton. No. It isn't. It's
Frank and Reynolds? No.
I wonder what she's doing tonight. If I had told her
that I loved her. By Tommy Boyce.
Wow.
And Bobby Hart.
You're right. I haven't heard it in over 10 years.
Hialeah.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Buenos dias.
Listen, before we bore the bird here a second. Listen, bird.
What? You can bore me. What?
How come you're not watching ESPN? With the tennis that's going on.
Well, we're a little preoccupied here, sir.
Oh, okay.
I know it's hard to believe.
I thought maybe you saw Mary Jo yesterday win.
No, I didn't know.
He just asked me during the break, how did Gabby do? And when I broke the news to him, he started hallucinating.
I just looked it up, and my heart sunk.
Okay, now we can get away from that. And them Cubs are something else, honey.
Yeah, you can say that again.
You know, if you look at Zimmer, every time the wild man comes in to pitch, it looks like after every pitch he's ready to go have some diarrhea or something because it just makes you too nervous to watch this guy throw the ball.
Go have some diarrhea, boy. I never really thought about it in quite those terms before, you know.
But the guy is nerve-wracking to watch him pitch. You're afraid that he's going to hit.
Well, what day are you talking about? On Friday he struck out the side.
Right, but
did he pitch Saturday?
I think he came in to clean up, yeah.
What do you mean to clean up? They lost the game in the 10th inning.
But the thing is just not when they bring him in is anytime they bring him in, you look at him and he just looks
Popeyes. Yeah, his eyes start popping out of his head.
And, you know, the way he throws the ball, it looks like he's going to knock the hell out of
him. I still love on this station, those sports talk people with all their great sports writers from the Herald and the Sun Sentinel keep saying, oh, that Mitch Williams, you know, a couple of saves, he'll never save another game. That was like back in the first week of the season. He's now got 14 saves, and he's just beyond belief.
He's getting the job done.
Yeah.
And the Yankees, they're so pathetic. They're so glad to see Deion Sanders that, you know, he'll bring any kind of...
They were thinking of signing up Deion DiMucci, as a matter of fact. They called here and asked if we knew his address in Boca.
Oh, no. But, you know, the Cubs are doing good, and let's just hope they can...
Hope they just win four in a row from the Mets to make it a nice, clean number.
That's right. That's all they need.
Okay. We appreciate Steve Stansel over next door at GTR and all that good stuff that he did for us. However, I will say that we're regressing back to the good old days.
Blaring
you hear
the
that
wall.
Thumping?
Oh, of course.
Thumping.
I was kind of glad during that last call. I didn't complain, but now...
I wasn't even listening to the caller at all.
News Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents Neil Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751 WIOD in Dade, 524 WIOD in Broward, or 655 and 278 WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Hi, I'm Ed Buford of Buford
and Sons
Liquor and Guns. We have the largest selection of booze and firearms in the state and will personally assist you in choosing the correct alcoholic beverage and weapons for your next outing.
Going squirrel hunting? Then you'll love our low prices on schnapps and hand grenades.
Living in the city? Check out our deal on handguns at California Wine.
Maybe you aren't interested in hunting or self-defense. Maybe you just like to get drunk and shoot at mailboxes. Well, we've got gallon jugs of wild turkey and 44 Magnum shells on sale this week only.
We're open 24 hours, we never check IDs, and we're NRA approved. So come on down to Buford
and Sons
Liquor and Guns, where everything leaves loaded.
Can I ask you a question? Don't we have all this stuff already? On CD.
Don't ask me.
What's going on here today?
I mean, don't know.
Not that I want to sound unappreciative, but we got all this stuff already, and they're putting it on cart. Well, I guess it sounds better on cart than on CD, huh? Sounds a little more muffled on cart. Anyway, it's 11:07 at WIOD. We have a very famous celebrity handicapper from the racetracks all over South Florida on the phone now.
First off, speaking of muffled, Claude's got to look a little clammy by now, doesn't he?
Sir, I think that's a disgusting comment.
Listen, I know about as much...
Wash your mouth out with Clorox, sir.
I know about as much about horse racing as Glenn does.
Yeah, I've seen your picks.
And I've got to ask you a question. Every morning I ride past Calder on the turnpike and I see them training.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're always, most of the time they're training around the track counterclockwise. But every once in a while you see them switch and go the other way. Why do they do that?
Some of them go the other way.
Now, this is a question.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey never lets me down.
I will be out there Saturday the 24th. I have to tell you that. Glenn will be there, won't he?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Miss Friedass back there doesn't know it yet, but absolutely. He will be there, and he will be paid for his performance, too.
Good for you.
So I just want to make sure she's aware of that, because she has a tendency not to communicate. She's
Should
the toughest person in the building to set a date for a remote for.
Should I bring
next
my scooper
to, next
with
to
me?
Captain BM.
Mm-hmm.
Should you what? I'm sorry. I'm should stepping all over you.
Should I bring my scooper with me?
Scooper?
No, the guy with the dog will not be permitted, believe me.
Okay, is there anything we should look for?
We're going to bring some special Mongolian bodyguards out there on that Saturday.
We miss you at Boats R Us, Paul.
You know, I was on that muscular or multiple...
Oh, that's right. You went on that bike ride that weekend.
Yeah, I did another one yesterday for the Lung Association, 100 miles. You want to talk about feeling like monks.
Wow. We knew there was a logical explanation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have driven all the way down there from Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm. Bells. And there's Clocker Abe.
Clocker?
Clocker Abe's pretty sharp. Kay Wells is good, though. She sometimes picks those long shots, boy. She's got some real courage.
Hmm.
And who else is on there? There's one, Trackman. I don't know who. See, they've all got names. It's like Mike Melody and Johnny Dark and all these other phony names.
Trackman.
I'll tell you who does a great job is the guy who makes the graded line in there. That's Bob Savage, one of Bob Savage's sons.
Mm-hmm.
Does that. And he does a tremendous job. He really does. Very often I don't pay any attention to that because your ego gets in the way. That's why Steve went out there on Saturday. But, no, seriously, sometimes your ego gets in the way and you figure, well, I'm not going to just bet on somebody else's picks. I'm going to study the form and scope it out myself. And then so often you see that they really have their stuff together in the green sheet. So if you go out to Calder today, there'll be no losers in a green sheet. That's because there are no races today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, boy, they have done just a... I can't get over it. Beautiful, beautiful job on that fourth floor in the clubhouse. I didn't get a chance to get around the rest of the track to check out any other changes, but, boy, they have just made that palatial up there.
Great.
Phenomenal. Oh, anyway, the reason that they're blasting over at GTR, their air conditioning is out today. Isn't that a shame? Boy, that sure breaks my heart. So they have the doors open, and as a result, that bass is just pounding through the walls, just blasting through the hallways. What are they playing, some CCR?
I don't know.
Anyway, if you're in plant three... 11:13 at WID. I apologize. We had a little accident here. We had a CD that slipped there and hit the button. Mm-hmm. So you heard a little mumbling there, but it kind of fits in because the big story continues to be Claude Pepper.
It sounded like him.
We're taking up an office pool to see which newscast it finally will be on which day that Claude Pepper is not the lead story on the news. And I don't think it's disrespectful at all. I mean, Steve was right. The guy was one congressman out of 465 or 435, whatever the hell it is. And he was 88 years old. It's not like it was some great shock, and he'd been sick for weeks.
He had a great life.
Yeah. He lived a long, full life, and they're rioting in China, and they're slaughtering him in the streets, and the Ayatollah just dropped dead, and God only knows what's going to happen over there. And like I said, the Cubs had six home runs in one game, and we're hocking a Chinook with Claude Pepper again? I mean, let's give it a rest already, okay? Let the guy rest in peace, for crying out loud. If they don't, sooner or later, they got to put that body in the ground, you know what I mean?
Today.
Oh, man, it's got to be getting pretty, a little rank, isn't
this
it,
afternoon.
By now?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever schlepped anybody's body around like this, have they? Not Kennedy.
Mm-mm.
No, he was in Washington, and that was it. I'm trying to think. Even when Toadie Fields died, they didn't schlep her around like this. It's 11:14 at WIOD. Let's go to Hialeah. Hello.
Hey, Neil Hagelin. How's it going?
Great.
This thing with Claude Pepper kind of reminds you way back on Saturday Night Live when Chevy Chase used to do the news. You know, Francisco Franco is still dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for months it went on, and that's going to be this way with Claude Pepper, too, it looks like.
Wouldn't it be something if they were, you know, doing this motorcade thing and they had the coffin open? And all of a sudden, he started, like, sitting up in the thing. Wouldn't that be incredible?
I don't want to think about it.
You may not believe it, but I think Penny Daniels is going to have that inside story tonight on Channel 7.
I'll be watching.
In fact, you know all the talk about Elvis and that they say it was a wax dummy?
Mm-hmm.
I think Claude is still alive.
Well, a lot of people always thought Claude was a wax dummy anyway, but...
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
He's just as alive as he has been the last 20 years, isn't he?
I guess. Well, he's done a lot of good things. Shouldn't rip him.
No, it's not a rip, but I mean, the guy is like, was 88 years old. Leave him alone already.
It's his time, I guess. Anyways, I got a question.
Okay.
Back on Zeta, you played a record by the Casinos. A really great song. What
then was... You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play that?
Oh, geez, you expect me to find that now?
Well, you know, sometime today.
Sometime today, but you don't understand. They still have most of my CDs over there. I could only play it if I have it on one of these CDs. Wait a minute.
Seen it.
Just a second.
We made a
now.
Big deal about it over there when we played it. Remember?
Yeah, I'll have to dig through all my CDs now. You really made some serious work, but I'll dig
it
up.
You can do it. You played it on Zeta, but it was a scratchy old record. You didn't have it on CD over there.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't?
Oh, I don't
Dark
have any scratchy old records.
Dark may have brought it in.
No, I'm sure it's on CD somewhere. If I don't have it,
it is.
What?
I think it is.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah.
It's on that oldies, it's on these.
Yeah.
This series,
right.
The oldies but goodies series.
Right. I remember.
On,
sounded incredible.
What label is this? Original Sound Entertainment. What a great label that is. But anyway, I'll find it.
Well, the reason I called, I got a spy report. It has to do with Greg Bedell. There's something going on with his marriage, I think. Him and his wife got in a big argument this weekend. See, he has to do something. I think I had something to do with pasta or something like that because he came home and she had noodles in her mouth.
Oh, boy.
Nice joke.
Have a great day.
I like that joke.
That was cute.
A good one. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Five Americans? On 610.
On Pirate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a...
Let's stick with English here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Don't hock me a Chinook with all these Chinese words now.
Yeah, you're the best, kid.
I know it.
Yeah.
I'm no Larry King, though, because I brush my teeth every day.
No, I listen to Jerry.
Jerry's great. He's a tremendous talent. There's no question about it. Kind of a pompous ass, but he's a great guy.
Great guy. Yeah. Well, I know he's an old friend of yours.
Well, yeah.
I listen to your show every morning. And lo and behold, you mentioned Geraldo.
Geraldo.
So I never listened to the sucker.
Well, there you go. See, I'm giving him a publicity. I want my cut. I want my share now. Did they have a fist fight on the show or not?
No.
That's disappointing.
That was very nice, but Jerry stole the show.
Yeah, well, he... He stands heads and shoulders above the other fakers that were on that show.
That's right.
Trust me.
You better believe it.
Okay, have a great life.
You too.
As they say in the Chinese riots, Zygazun.
Okay.
Okay. 1119 at WIOD. You're all hit music. Station. Oh, I forgot which one I put in there. It starts cold and I'm talking. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unforgettable.
We're going to have to get out that cart. We're going to have to get out that Ricky Ticky cart. By the way, did you hear what Ranieri did to Jay and the Americans this morning?
Oh,
you
Mr. Arnold is here? Is
Mr. Arnold's here now? Great. Boy, I'm so in the mood for those little burgers, boy.
Is that Mr. Arnold?
This would do it for me.
He went into that other room. I don't know what he's doing in there.
What?
In our
Maybe he's getting the guided tour in the new production. By the way, speaking of the other room, today's the 5th of June.
Yeah, I know.
There he is. Look at this. This is like heaven in a box, okay?
What did you find in that
heaven
other
in
room?
A box.
Anything interesting in there?
No, I was looking for Roger to give him his three.
Looking for Roger.
Oh,
he'll
we'll
get him.
To
don't
him.
Have
yeah,
no
we'll
fear.
Take care
Roger
of
will get taken care of.
I didn't bring you sodas, but I brought you ice.
Oh, thank you. Great. That's what we just love the ice. That's what it's all about. Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
you know, everybody I know.
Oh,
they are? Oh, great. Well, let me recommend personally the bacon cheeseburgers. These are the best in the history
really
of mankind.
Yeah, I really like those.
Great. Yeah, because everybody I know tells me they're stopping by your place now, so obviously you're going to be retiring in about a week. Thanks a million, Wayne. Oh, this is great. Hi, Henry.
I was going to leave.
Where are you? Here's a bacon cheeseburger just because you're such a wonderful drunk. Okay, it's 21 past 11 at WID. Is Roger hiding out anywhere? Because we got that personal. Roger gets his own personal bag. How do you like that? And we get our cups of ice. Oh, this is terrific. Okay, and everybody on the phone has been so good today. Whatever, and it's not that far off. No, it's only a month and a half away. Well, Rick is so obsessed.
Well, whenever the weather gets like this, you know, football is what always comes to my mind. You know, when you go
outside.
I
was thinking just the other day about Eric Comero. Ooh, they do have the little bacon cheeseburgers at Arnold's Royal Castle. So when you go in there they come. Great. I don't know what's in the box, but please help yourselves. Okay. Is there more in the box? Oh, God, he just went nuts today, didn't he? There's a whole box of them? Well, great. Let's see, what day is today, Monday?
Well, why don't you take that box to the newsroom, and maybe that'll cut down on... Oh,
Todd's not here today?
Todd's not here today, and Jared's out with
Andy.
Working.
Oh, working. I thought maybe they're out playing golf. Did they come in their golf shirts today? Henry's going to a wine tasting, but Henry was in here briefly, just in time
to... What a surprise.
Cleanse his palate with one of these burgers before he goes off to What does that mean, Georgia? What is that? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Let me say it again. Yeah.
Neil?
Yeah.
This is Scott. I'm in Georgia right now.
Well, that's your problem, Scott.
Well, hey, we just got down from Geneva, New York.
Great.
We were talking to a good buddy of yours up there.
You're hitting all the high spots.
We're hitting all the high spots. I was wondering, I know it's a big deal. Can you possibly put me on hold for the lightning round?
You're talking to a buddy of mine up there?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, Chris. What's that guy's name? We talked to him, knows Neil. From Boston.
Obviously made a tremendous impression.
What? Oh, it's great radio because we're eating.
Hey, Norm Nathan.
Norm, never heard of him.
Never heard of him, huh?
He does a talk show out of Boston.
He does a talk show?
He does a talk show. He knows you, brother.
Well, I never heard of him.
You're a big star up there.
Yeah, I know.
You're ripping up
Too bad I can't do it here.
Well, I think he used to work for 1180 WHAM in Rochester.
No, come on. Get out of here. That was Bob Turner used to work for WHAM. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to put you guys on hold because we're paying for it, right?
Right.
Indeed.
Okay, well, this ought to run up a hell of a good bill. That's good.
Hey, Bert.
What?
What's happening?
He's busy eating now, and he thinks you're disturbing him, okay? Just had a very perturbed look on his face, like, why don't you...
I got to ask the bird one question
now.
What's the deal with Arsenio Hall?
What about him?
Well, why is he so hot? The guy's the lamest tacho host I've ever seen.
That's right. He's got no talent, and he looks like he just came off a spaceship from Mars.
Huh?
Well, he's different, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have too many other Martian talk show hosts.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks, Neil.
Don't go away, and I'll come back to your time every once in a while, ask a few questions.
It's the old story. He's different.
Yeah, I can say that again.
No, I haven't seen the show that many
times. I like that one big eye in the middle of his forehead. It's 24 past 11 at WIOD.
Over the years.
1126 at WIOD. Steve today with a couple of Catholic priests who are going to get into a little tiff.
Oh, good.
and Father Patrick O'Shea and Father Joseph Francis Collins, and they both say the other one is full of crap, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is all you need on the Steve Cain Show. A couple of guys who are say the other guy's full of crap, and generally you get a little bit of religion in there and a lot of good hatred, and we got a good contrived controversy, and that's what's coming up from 2 to 6. And then after sports talk tonight, with a host to be announced, it says no writer.
Really?
Sports talk. It says Cain's baseball tonight from the College World Series in Omaha, 8-10, the Hurricanes in Texas.
Well, I'm not doing the show.
And, you're not going to do sports talk tonight?
They may have.
I think you get a big audience.
Waste their time.
So, Alex Fernandez is going to pitch for Miami tonight, so it ought to be a real incredible ball game. 8-10 tonight, exclusively on 610 WIOD, in spite of what they say on some of the other sports station.
That's right.
I can't believe I was so rude to Ed Kaplan on Saturday. I have to apologize. But I didn't recognize him. He said, do you remember me? And I don't like to say no.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when somebody says that? No?
Well,
I thought he was just some schlep listener, and he sat down for a minute, and he was, you know, trying to be friendly, and I was very, not rude, but distant, you mm-hmm. know, because I want to be left the hell alone. I'm sitting out there on the roof guard, and then when he left, I thought, that's Ed Kaplan.
Oh.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he sounds good on
He's there. A good guy.
He sounds good on
He there. Does. In fact, their sports over there is picking up all the time. I don't want to get anybody paranoid in the building here, but their sports are sounding better and better, and they talk about more than just the Yankees or the Mets or the Dolphins.
Huh.
I know that's pretty unorthodox in this town. Even on the beach, that's unorthodox. Boy, this is the time of the year when you wish you were Hasidic, don't you? When you could be wearing 700 pounds of clothing, have your hair down to your pupik, and wear a nice big hat over there on the beach. Don't you wish that? What's in there?
Ice.
Ice. Oh, this ice is great.
Got it under control.
Yeah, everything's real mellow in here.
Roger,
today,
you got a bag.
Hey, Roger, your bag is here with your special order.
Got your name's on it.
Yeah. Your three plane, whatever it is. Wilton Manor, hello.
Surgical castration.
Huh?
Hello.
What'd you say, sir, about castration?
Oh, yeah, Sally. Right now on the Sally Jesse Raphael show, you know, speaking about the ball game, they got a real mixed bag on there. They're talking about surgical castration.
Really?
Yeah, for repeated sex offenders.
Oh, great.
They got some real psychotic doctors there.
Is Sally going to be the first volunteer?
She keeps talking about it. She says, man, you know, so you get this guy, and he's a repeated sex offender, and you cut his, and you fill in the rest, because I don't talk like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's thinking like that.
No, she's thinking about it all the time. That's why she wears those funny glasses.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Talk about that Claude Pepper. It's kind of morbid that they've been dragging that body around.
Yeah, why don't they bury the guy already? Most people get buried, you know, when their body is still fairly fresh,
you
know?
They put it in the Congress there, and people are walking by, you know, looking at it.
Yeah.
It'd be creepy. I wouldn't want to go to work. I'd be like, well, get that.
A couple of people walk by and slap
here.
The face a little bit, you know, and why don't they leave it alone before it all crumbles, you know?
Isn't there, you know, some health code or something?
Could be. Not in Washington anymore.
All right.
No, everything is unsanitary in Washington.
Certainly.
In fact, that's why they call it the Hmong City.
That's it.
Well, listen, you've been a real addition to the show.
All right.
And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. Have a great day.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you. 11:30 at WIOD. Yeah, this is good. This really just hits the spot without going nuts.
Early, which is good.
Yeah, because I had that big meal last night at La Taverna.
Uh-huh.
Now, for those who are tuning in late, we want to repeat the staggering rumor that we heard earlier, because it's more than just a rumor now.
Yes, it is.
And we apologize, because usually, up until we came to WIOD, we had an impeccable record,
yes.
Almost a perfect record.
That's right.
In passing along information about the business. Once we came here, we started getting, well, kind of manipulated, if I can use that word a little bit, into passing along information that was less than dependable.
Yes.
So don't depend on it.
Unless it comes from
Isn't
us.
That our slogan? Don't depend on it. Isn't it great that so far we've been on an hour and a half, and even though Disney's in the building, and boy, Gary, and Spike Wise, I saw him, they're all in the building, and everything is still kind of mellow.
We
you
haven't
notice?
Seen them.
Boy, maybe they can go away again for a couple of weeks. Wouldn't that be good?
Well, there must be.
Because I was debating over the weekend. I like to bitch about the fact that they never show their faces in here and they don't do anything. But on balance, you know, when they're gone, things go pretty well, okay?
You betcha. Anyway, the rumor is, that's been confirmed, by the way, from different sources.
Mm-hmm. Also, before you give the rumor, I heard this morning from a very, very, very reliable source that several people were interviewed for Rose Folger's job while he was away last week. And I said, I can't believe that in this business they would do a thing like that.
We've seen it before.
We have?
Anyway, in about 3 or 4 weeks, ETA will be going pirate radio. They're going to pick up the
Pittsburgh Pirates game.
They're going to pick it up off the satellite from Scott Shannon's doing the format out in L.A. It'll be on Westwood One out of that building. They're already doing it in L.A., but it's going to go on satellite, and they're going to pick it up here. 3 or 4 weeks. You'll see the billboards,
I think.
Well, I guess this month.
No, I mean, what does that mean?
Pirate radio?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a new format in the industry. They play some old.
Oh, they're waiting until I go on vacation again.
Maybe.
That's when they do all their hanky-panky,
you know,
when I go away.
And you'll come back, yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
With Stan?
You bet.
Oh, it was just a coincidence. There was not. I had nothing to do with it. Just a coincidence.
They play some oldies from the 60s, but different oldies than you're used to hearing. They play some new cutting-edge hard rock music.
Cutting edge?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
it means like the records are sharp, and if you don't watch yourself, you'll slit your wrist, like Ozzy Osbourne.
Different. New music.
Oh, here's a question from Nick. Do they play Slayer?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Dead Milkmen.
Definitely the Dead Milkmen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They play a lot of that. And then they play some records that were hits about 5 years ago, but only like every second or third record will be a recognizable big hit, you know. They play some obscure music. Perfect for ZTA. And that's it. That's the story. And the billboards will be changing. The Watch This Space billboards will be becoming pirate radio billboards. That'll probably be the first. And they're very, very nice billboards. Very eye-catching. So that'll probably be the first indicator.
Yeah.
Well, they were having their meeting at the Chica Lodge where I broadcast my Friday night show from.
Yeah. Meeting?
And they stayed in there about 5 minutes after I went on the air, and then they all took off. I don't know if it's because they know that I talk to you every now and then or what, but not one of them wanted to get up and talk to me except to Jeff Clark. Is he a nice guy? I couldn't tell much from the interview.
Well, since his operation has been real calm, you know, very mellow, and every other Wednesday they bring him in and they talk to him and are still waiting for a response. They talk to him real quiet, and they hope that he'll finally start speaking. He hasn't spoken in 3 years.
Ah. I saw Denenberg. He's the only one that was under 5 foot tall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to see
him. Yeah, he lost 2 inches, by the way, and he's pretty upset about it.
He's the one that they went out parasailing with, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good
time. They used him, they put him on a fish hook. They used him as bait.
They had a wonderful time, and the people at Chica say they hope they never come back there again.
Good. Well, listen, we were hoping the same thing, that they'd stay down there.
And I got a little life report on myself. I stopped doing the morning show from 6 to 10 a.m. The station management gave me a promotion. They made me sales manager and program director.
Wow. Boy, you're really moving up, Jimmy.
Well, now I have to consider myself a total asshole, and I'm going to commit suicide.
Okay, well, listen, say hi to your brother Jerry for us, okay?
Will do. Have
Take
a good
care.
Bye.
Jimmy Music.
Wow.
In
what
the
a
Keys.
Day. What a day.
Boy, use a little bacon cheeseburgers. When you go to Arnold's Royal Castle, get the little bacon cheeseburgers, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I agree.
Boy, are they good. Anyway, it's time to remind you that on Saturday, June 24th, we're all going to be at Toyota of Hollywood. Now, remember last time that Steve and I were there and I said I wanted a record-breaking turnout?
Yeah.
We did have a good turnout. They sold a ton of cars, which is what, you know, that's the main idea. But there are a lot of those regulars, you know what I mean? A lot of those same faces, including the guy with the dog, and then that obnoxious slob from who hangs out at playoffs, Mr. Ress. And those people are not invited this time. We want a whole bunch of, like, new and different people. Good. We're going to have all kinds of pictures and bumper stickers and prizes. I mean, some not these crappy little prizes that they usually try to pawn off that they think you're going to come in for. We're going to have some real legitimate, incredible stuff.
Oh.
So mark the date, Saturday, June 24th, if Lynn ever decides to tell me what time I'll... W-I-R-D. Well, Johnny Dolan just called off the air with a very shocking message. He said, hi, which shocked the hell out of me. And he said, pirate radio is for 18 to 24-year-old males. Well, we know that, just like K-102 was for 18 to 24-year-old males. And there is a section of those mentally deficient 18 to 24-year-old young pinheads who are into that real heavy-duty crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? About a one share. That's what it was good for before in this market. And, it, you know, they can relate to that over there. They'll be comfortable with, like, a 1.3.
Yeah.
Maybe a 1.6.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's 11:38 at WIOD. And we'll go to Deerfield. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great.
I took your advice and went to our Tevinetta.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But there is one place in town that makes La Tavernetta a distant second.
I don't believe that.
Aldo's.
Yeah. Are you the crank?
Am I the crank?
Yeah.
No, I'm not the crank.
Did we ever hear any more about that?
No. Not a word.
Anyway, you gotta try it, Neil. It's gonna... I think you'd agree.
I prefer La Tavernetta, sir. Mm. 11:38. What are they looking for? Free publicity? Is that what that was all about?
I don't know. Interesting.
I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
Until he mentioned it again.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be like the donut place.
Yeah, could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of energy went into that prank, boy.
Yeah, and we still wound up eating from our friends up the street at Flora's, a tremendous meal.
Tremendous. It was wonderful. They finished the week.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
But isn't it interesting how we haven't heard any more about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call up there, and then I forgot about it because it was on the weekend.
Probably just as well. Boy.
Yeah, I can see that this guy's... That was such an obvious setup call.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be an idiot not to smell it from 100 miles away. You could smell a garlic. Anyway, it's 11:39 at WIOD, and we got a call from West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Good.
Wanted to call and let you guys know, I checked out one of your places you used to talk about, DeAndrea's, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened, but I called information to get their phone number.
Yeah.
And they gave me the wrong number. So I made reservations for some restaurant, I don't even know where it was, for 5 o'clock.
Hmm.
But we showed up at DeAndrea's at 5, and the lady says, well, we don't open till 6. She opened the restaurant up, she was the owner, and let us come in and have a couple cocktails, and at 6 they seated us, and the food was out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
It's
excellent.
We'd sit down, you know, and start... We took my mother-in-law there for dinner, and she started to order something, and Todd was the waiter. He said, no, you don't want that. Try this. This is what Neil would have. And everybody was just...
No, he didn't say this is what Neil would have.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But this is what Neil would have. And she says, okay, I'll try it.
Hmm.
And the food was excellent. And I told him, you know, that probably Bill Mullen was handling the account before, so they must have had a... little problem.
No, Coleman was handling the account. That's kind of in the same genre.
But the food was excellent. You know, I drove.
Yeah, it's a terrific. Were they busy?
Yeah, for a Sunday afternoon, I was surprised.
Good.
Of course, we were the first people there, so we got to...
Well, see, it takes some time. I think they were a little impatient, and also they picked the time right after Easter when, everybody disappeared.
Yeah.
But they're going to do okay. They've got a great great restaurant.
Food was excellent. And every time we hear a restaurant, you know, run across WIOD, we check it out, and we haven't been disappointed yet.
Good.
I haven't had a chance to check out those burgers you guys are eating yet, but I understand there's nothing like a great piece of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to speak.
Have a great day.
Talk to you.
See, he was great, and then he tried to be funny.
I know.
It was a good call, but he tried to get a little humor there in the end, and it was about as funny as like a broken leg. 11:41 at WIOD. We have an opening. Oh, it was on the Palm Beach line. I'm sorry. I apologize. 655-9463. 655-WIOD in Palm Beach County. The Lee Fowler Show today, asking the musical question, is Rick Seiderman really a douchebag? Boy, is that a tough question? They can answer that in about 3 minutes. Miami, hello.
Hello, Neil. This is Harry. Are you there?
Bad voice, Harry.
Excuse me?
It must have been calling those 6 home runs yesterday that did it.
No, I'm not sure if it was the home runs or if it was the fact that I knew that you were coming to Chicago.
Yeah, that must have been it.
Well, listen, when you do come up here, I want you to visit me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come up.
Isn't it a good thing he told us who it was
at
the beginning?
And I want you to come.
You sure it's not Elvis? Is this Elvis?
No, Harry. Elvis is with Claude.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Neil.
Yeah, Harry.
I'm a Cubs fan.
Sounds kind of like Alf.
I trust you are too.
Okay, Harry, take care of yourself, okay?
Are you sure that wasn't Alf?
Alf Landon.
Yeah.
11:43 at WIOD. See what I mean about these amateur comedians? The worst, the worst, the worst.
That
just
was painful.
Deadly. It was. In fact, Harry's starting to get surly even after the Cubs won 11-3 yesterday. He's starting to get hysterical after that. Miami, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Bird, how you doing?
Fine.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, I got a Claude Pepper spy report. As you know, the bird the bird tells us there are no coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the Ayatollah passed away last
week. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Isn't this pretty bizarre, huh? And have you ever seen Claude and the Ayatollah together?
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah.
How would he look with one of those, you know, a beard?
With a
shmata
on,
hats,
yeah. That's right.
Okay, think about that. And why doesn't he speak as good English as you or me? Okay.
Yeah, maybe he's speaking in Iranian.
Iranian, or maybe that's his first language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was just my thought on that. And,
in fact, they asked Claude how he got elected to the Congress. He said Iran. So I think he was trying to tell us something there, sir.
Pretty weak there now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. And listen, it was great the Cubs scored 11 runs. That was unbelievable output for them.
That's about a week's quota, usually.
Couldn't believe it, okay, when I heard that
score. Let me say it again. They hit 5 home runs in the whole month of May, and they hit 6 in one game yesterday.
That was incredible for them. I don't know so many, you know, they must have got lucky or something.
Yeah.
Well,
they must
anyway,
have had some extra Gatorade. Okay, have a great day.
Okay, in passing, though, okay, I'd like to call Sean a douchebag.
In closing.
Okay, in closing.
Okay.
Remember... rickshaw or dog sled?
Oh, they just all got to get those little tentacles, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a good lunch, wasn't it? We ate it fast.
Didn't
we? Like lightning.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
So
every drop.
Yes. Every drop.
There is some ice in the bag.
That's right. That's it.
It's all gone. There ain't nothing left. So Andy and Todd, you missed out, but it was exceptionally good today. I don't want them to feel bad, but it was probably the best ever, wasn't it?
It was great.
Boca, hello.
Hey Neil, how you doing?
Listen, hey.
I have a quick spy report. April Worden's spy report. Saw her at Sadie's this weekend. You know what? She was ordering partially soup. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah.
Take care.
See ya.
Now, for a Monday, these are exceptional calls.
Oh, I would agree. The quality of the calls today is compared to the usual Monday, plus the number of the calls. We've had more calls already than we usually get in a month of Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of a pretty good weekend. I enjoyed it. Everything was great. I had a tremendous dinner last night. I had a good time at Calder on Saturday, and the Cubs scored all those runs yesterday, and everything was great. Life goes on. I think. I don't know. I need a little rest now, you know, after that lunch. Because it was quick.
Yeah.
See, I usually space mine out. That's why it takes me so long, because I eat it very slowly. Because while you're on the air, you don't want to do anything real quick and have an accident.
Yeah. Speaking of that...
Oh.
I'm going to have to be excused.
Go right ahead.
Now,
we can make it.
Like at Zeta, we say, Zeta, I have to go check the mailboxes,
yeah.
And water the flowers, and what else did we used to say?
I don't know, but they told us we couldn't say it anymore.
Right.
We couldn't say anything over there. I don't know how we got any numbers, because we couldn't say anything about anything.
So I have to go check and be sure the kitchen's
all... We wouldn't want this rumor about pirate radio to affect Tim Williams, the general manager, because he does have young children who are highly impressionable. And would not want to hear other kids in school saying that daddy is a douchebag, okay? That daddy is some kind of a mindless mung brain who couldn't... He wouldn't know a radio from a freight train. Go ahead. Just zip right on out of here. You don't have to wait for an engraved invitation, okay? And while you're doing that, I think I'll tell everybody about Nutrisystem. Okay, 11:50, 10 before noon at WIOD. Gee, I feel like a certain freedom now, like if I wanted to talk about all the home runs the Cubs hit yesterday, and that Sanderson pitched a complete game and
Neil.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Terry. I'm a first-time calling, a long-time listener.
Well, that's great, Terry. How are you doing over there with all our American money?
Oh, well, I'm not getting much of it because I'm a housemaid here in Cable Beach. You've been to Bahamas before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Boy.
I work out
as they say in Siberia, Svaltmer Halushes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite hot over here also.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hot here too, Terry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job and you always make my day.
I hear we have a lot of listeners over there in the Bahamas. They spend a lot of time listening while they're counting those American dollars. Is that true, Terry?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work. I'm working pretty hard.
You're working what?
Pretty hard.
Oh, pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm a housemaid out in Cable Beach.
Oh, boy. Well,
that's
you probably get to rub elbows with all those rich people, huh?
Yeah.
Now, listen, let me ask you a question. That new casino that Merv Griffin opened?
Uh-huh.
Which one is that?
That's the one over Paradise Island.
It's in Nassau?
Yes, it's a NASA over Paradise Island.
Boy, talk about halushes. Now, what's the name of it?
It's the Sheraton Grand Hotel and Casino.
What, the Sheraton Grand Hotel and Casino?
Hotel and Casino, yeah.
And that's Merv Griffin, and he's got his own...
airport and everything.
His own little airport.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's right.
And does Pat Sajak greet you when you get off the plane there with Vanna?
Pardon?
I say it must be a really great place, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But they're doing great over there, over Paradise Island. It's
the Sheraton Hotel and Casino thing.
That's right.
Well, I'm thinking about going over there and checking it out. It's supposed to be nice, huh?
Yeah, it is. Even Carnival is nice, too. The Crystal Palace, the other one that just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Cable Beach area.
Yeah.
That's lovely also.
Great. Well, listen, it's great hearing from you.
Yes, okay.
And say hi to all our friends over there. We understand we've just got a legion of fans over there in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Okay, Neil.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wasn't she nice? We have an open line in Palm Beach, 655-WIOD. 955-9463. Hollywood, hello.
I know you're going to be angry at me.
Yeah, and I'm already hangry.
I apologize. I'm the one that was supposed to deliver the food, but I must tell you what happened.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm on work.
Sir, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this, how long is this going to go on? Is this a joke?
No, it's just that the dog ate part of it. I put it in the house to bring.
Yeah. 11:53 at WIOD. We have an open line in Dade.
Listen, it's noontime, or it will be soon, so I can't wait to that news report, see if they've buried Claude yet.
How much do you want to bet, sir? I mean, just a friendly
wager?
Imaginary wager that's the first story on the noon news will be Claude Pepper.
It very well could be.
Yeah, I think the odds are 1-9.
Quick burn, yeah. You 1-9 yesterday, and he got gaffed in the third race.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, those 1-9 shots,
well,
man.
Well, he opened up with $1,000 in the pool for him. And then it went down from there. Yesterday was a bloodbath for me at Calder.
Really? Where did Quickburn finish at 1-9?
I think about, well, he didn't go off at 1-9. One time he was like that. He came in fourth, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Off the board.
Yeah, I had a horse yesterday. You know, one of those tips?
Mm-hmm.
This horse can't lose?
Yep.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah, like the 12 horse in the first race Saturday. In fact, here he comes right now.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it was incredible. Truly, it was a bloodbath. I thought I was in Tan Man Square or something in China.
Yeah. But you still have a good fun when you
exactly.
Call her. You know, that's the one thing. Even though I lost a few bucks Saturday, I had a great time. I got a nice tan. I sat outside.
Exactly.
I wandered around. I ran into a whole bunch of people. It was great.
You know, I ran into your buddy there. Well, I don't know if he's really your buddy. Lester Greenshirt.
Yeah.
Oh, Lester. I love that.
Oh, listen. You know, the one race I hit real good on Saturday, which got me even for a while, or ahead for a while, was the third race. And Lester, who every time he sees me, he's got to tout me on a horse. He gave me the two horse in that race. He's still running, so I immediately scratched him out. The perfecta was a mortal 1-3, and Lester was touting the two.
Oh, boy. Well,
he's a good guy, though.
Yeah, he's good. He always,
if he ever cashes a ticket, he can afford to buy a new shirt.
He's always saying, I'm getting buried out here.
Yeah.
I'm getting buried.
But he's having a good time doing it,
yeah,
though.
He's always there.
Okay, I'll see you.
Neil.
Yeah.
I ran into a good friend, Larry Kent, the other day.
You ran into him?
Well, so
probably had to have stitches, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we were talking, and we were talking about you and a couple other things. I think he's a fan of yours.
Yeah, he's a closet neighbor.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, and he's all right.
And as fate would have it, we were talking about where is WFUN now?
Mm-hmm.
And he says he thinks it's up in Ohio.
He's a giant in the industry, sir.
He's an incredible guy.
Okay, have
Take
a good
care.
Day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, there's a guy who plunged his guts out at Calder yesterday, and that's the kind of guy we really admire and appreciate, okay? And a little preview, we're going to have a tribute to the old Zeta in the next hour. Just a little preview there of what's to come. Gail, not so bright, or is it April? Who's sitting in there? April?
Expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Don't say 97 GTR. Get out of here. Get out of here. Not that bad. 1205 at WIOD. Spike Wise from 97 GTR. Justin, you're bugging us again. Boy, he is some... Well, I got a special tribute now to... wouldn't it be great if we could get, like, Caprita on the air?
Wow.
After it's all over there, which would be probably in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be something?
Tell us the whole inside story?
Yeah.
The inside edition?
What's he going to do?
Good question.
What's Rose going to do? Rose bought a house.
You told him not to do that.
Well, like everything else, he didn't listen to anything else
exactly.
I told him, so why should it be different on that?
So, well, it'll be interesting to see who wins the Colonel office pool.
Okay, a little tribute.
Incredible. Unbelievable. Three, go. I guess you say.
Oh, this is the wrong part.
Can I be feel this way? They're major.
No.
Talking about
no. Yeah, they're talking about him all right. Boy, that was.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can do it over on this side of the board. There we go.
Tribute to Zeta. Listen to that. Now, are you supposed to hit the buzzer in a second?
Is that it?
Nice. Very nice. Whoa! Good heavens.
Well, I wanted to be perfect because it's a
wow.
tribute to Zeta and their favorite recording group. Okay?
And look what
wow.
it's done for them.
We didn't get to the part that I like the best, though. What cut is that? Should be pretty easy. It's number one. This is the part that just sends me, okay? There we go. Every time I think of Zeta, man, I just start rolling. And I mean, like in my stomach, you know? 1207 at WIOD, we have a celebrity caller from Channel 25 in beautiful Palm Beach County, it says. Hello.
Neil, Bert, how you doing?
Good.
Great, I'm working up here at the Channel 25, you know, and Jimmy Brosmer is up here now, you know, but nobody gets it anyway.
Who is this?
It's Alan calling from Channel 25.
Alan?
Yeah. First time caller.
What do you do up there?
I'm one of those salespeople or assholes.
It's a salesperson from Channel 25.
There you go.
Hmm.
There you go. I've got a couple of somethings for you here.
Okay.
All right. On WDZL, on Channel 39, they do these promos for Love Connection. I don't know if you've seen them. Anyway, they have these little cuts of people talking, answering questions, and in the middle, they're yelling out, "Get a life."
Hmm.
So they're, you know, they're ripping material off from you, Neil.
Yeah, like everybody else.
But anyway, there's, I have an answer to a musical question that a caller had a few weeks ago. He wanted to know what the song was at the end of that movie, Groove Tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Just Me, Just You.
Oh, the Singing in the Rain thing. What are you talking about?
He's wandering around Midtown Manhattan, jumping into fountains.
Yeah, he's sort of dancing around the streets.
Right, right. So it's called Just
Singing
Me,
in the
Just
Rain
Me.
Was in A Clockwork Orange.
That's right.
Yeah.
This, you know, that was a great movie, though. Chevy Chase was in it, Richard Belzer.
Yeah. He thought it was Singing in the Rain light.
What, in A Clockwork Orange? Boy, you must have seen a different version than I did.
No, I'm talking about Groove Tube.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's the name of the song. It's called Just Me, Just
Yeah, Groove
You.
Tube. Wasn't that with Malcolm McDowell?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So have you guys got your station constructed yet? Are you all done?
Yeah, we're on the air. We've been on the air since January 1.
No, but you had like a new facility.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, so done?
It's done. It's up. It's rolling.
Good.
It's what?
It's up and rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. Just wanted to call.
Well, say hi to Jim Brosmer for us. He's a great guy and
we'll
does
do
a super
it.
Job.
He
and,
is a great guy. In fact, I have a Jim Brosmer Claude Pepper anecdote for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim was telling about how in 1969 he had Claude Pepper on his one of his interviews during the late news, and it was just about the time of the moonwalk. And during one of the breaks, he motioned over to Claude and said, "Claude, what do you think of the moonwalk here?" And Claude said something like, "Well, there's just a lot of sand and rocks on the moon, and we got plenty of that here down in Miami Beach anyway, so."
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's gone for you.
You know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
So.
And pretty soon he'll be part of the sand and dust on the beach, too. So what goes around comes around. Listen, Alan, have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Boy, for a Monday, this is amazing.
It has been shocking, hasn't it?
I wasn't ready for this.
There was something about Calder that I was just going to tell you only moments ago, and it just slipped my mind, something really desperately important.
Attendance?
Well, huh? Oh, yeah, they did yesterday on a Sunday. They had 9,896, 10,000 people, and held 1,337,000.
Yeah, we've seen
right.
better. We
should
seen
be better
worse.
On a Sunday. See, Sunday yeah. racing has never really taken off down here. I don't know. Well, I do know why. It's because everybody here's over the age of 100.
Oh.
Oh, not on a Sunday. We have to go play in the Mahjong tournament on Sunday, and they're having a little thing in the clubhouse tonight. Oh, boy. When is this ever going to change? It isn't, is it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Afraid not. I don't think so. Yeah.
He's a kid on the block, and he wakes up bright and early. And you know he's a little nutty, and you know he's a little squirrely. Well, he peeks at you in a hole in the record just to say hello. Hi, I could see what you're all doing out there in the morning on his 8:04 is the Neil Rogers show. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, and the same to you. Isn't that cute? That's Heather.
Yeah. Really
bringing back more memories. Well, too bad we don't have all our old jingles from Zeta. Maybe they'll send them over now that they're going to become pirate radio and they're going to have the big changeover. Maybe out of the kind of... And especially if Rose is going to get canned, the least he can do is get us... Maybe that's why they brought me those CDs yesterday. You think?
Jingles?
Those jingles.
My son, Skip. I said, Skip, if I, it so happens I'm not here when they elect me to the Hall of Fame, I want you to do it in a real gracious, kind... way, but just turn it down, because if I can't be here and smell the roses, what the hell good does it do me to be in the Hall of Fame?
And Harry, if we come here and don't play at least some commercials, what the hell good does it do our producer, a beleaguered man, Bruce Kornblatt, who's sitting here, he's apoplectic.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear it?
He became apoplectic. I heard it.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, that Costas, man, he's a real original guy.
Boy, I tell
he's
you.
One of a kind.
Everybody listens to Neil Rogers, right?
You can say it again.
Hey, I saw this other show, Jockey. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
It was on Channel 33 last night. Boy, those guys really put their lives on the line.
Oh, that's a dangerous sport.
Oh,
you better
my
believe
God.
It. In fact, I don't know if you've ever seen any accidents or even on film, you know?
They showed them. It was horrendous. Oh,
it
just turn, you know, because these guys fall and one horse goes and,
yeah, and they
the other
one stomp
go,
on the other one and horrendous stuff goes
unbelievable.
On.
Well, I'd like to say Walter Berman is a big douchebag.
Okay, thanks for the Costas report. That was got me apoplectic.
Okay, Neil.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
How about that? There's Gaffett.
It's enough.
There's a long drive deep center field. Way back. It might be. It is. A home run.
Like it's from the new studio, the other room. I like that.
Yeah, do you like the level on that?
It's not muffled enough for me, but other than that...
Boy, well, it isn't a really great recording, but I think that cart machine number one again, I think they're taking turns dying again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, seriously, because I put that same cart in machine number three last time, and it said...
I'm dying over here.
So they're taking turns. 22 past noon at WIOD. We have an open line in Boca, 2789 forever. This is shocking, okay?
Really?
This is a real record.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle's not full of a symbol of the dawn.
Is shockingly good.
Everyone's life.
And WIOD presents Neil Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655-278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
Poop of the day, kid.
I think I'll land on a squash possum. Then I'll land on your potato salad.
106. All right, that's enough. 106 at WIOD. One thing about those Todd carts, man, they're all predictable, aren't they?
Aren't they?
They're all direct from Plant City into your radio.
Okay.
Girls are sharp as hair on something red.
Well, here's a good uplifting song by Herman's Hermits. Is this a little ripoff from Ricky's favorite? From Skeeter Davis?
Yes.
Skeeter. Skeeter and the Beatles.
Well, what's going to happen to this town when that sale goes through and Ricky Tikki is going to have to wear a brand new cap?
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. 107 at WIOD. It's the big 1 to 2 hour. We got Pirate Radio coming to town. We got the Sandy Payton Show. What the hell else could anybody want,
and Ricky
right?
Tikki.
And Ricky Tikki,
God.
Too. Margate.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that we went to the Melting Pot in Coral Springs, and we said that you sent us, and the food was fantastic.
Yeah. Did Troy wait on you?
I don't know. This guy had blonde hair.
Oh, no. That's not Troy, unless he's blow-drying and dyeing his hair.
Did you ever go to Casarella's on Coconut Creek Parkway?
Casarella? I don't think so.
You've got to go there. They're great. They're Italian foods out of this world.
Okay.
And they sent us a thank you letter. We wrote a check for a pizza one night, and they sent us a thank you letter for our business.
Great.
So you've got to try it sometime.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the pod.
It was great.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
108 at WID. Yeah, here's that horse, Quick Burn, that the guy talked about. Went off 4 to 5. He opened, he said, a 1 to 9. Somebody put $1,000 on him on the first flash, and he went off 1 to 9. And early, and then 4 to 5 we closed at, and he finished in an 8-horse field, 6th.
Mm.
I love that. Boy, I love to see that chalk go down the drain. And a horse that won the race with Lester paid $52.80.
What was that? What was his name?
Belquist Beauty.
Belquist Beauty.
Or Bloquist Beauty. It's got an apostrophe. Is that on Bloomquist Beauty?
Tough.
Something like that. With Bobby Lester. A lot of chalk, though, yesterday, I see. Here's, a little bit of everything. There were 3 chalks in a row. Here's a 25-1. Here's a 6-1 with Rodriguez. Here's Juan Cintron. Oh, boy. Steve Gaffalione won 2 races yesterday. It would have been a rough day for me. Mike Gonzalez had a winner. Sunny Northern Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
1 going away. 540. Not too much there. The last race, Julio Pazua for $21. I don't understand what Pazua was still doing here. He had a horse on Saturday that I bet, real long shot, and he was right there at the top of the stretch, and then he puked, but he gave it a hell of a shot. He always gives you a real good shot, even if he doesn't have the horse. And he won this one. Look at this, 9.5-1. He was ahead all the way, wire to wire, was ahead by 4 lengths at the top of the stretch, and won by 3.5 for $21. I'll take that any day of the week. I don't know why Julio's here. 9:01 at WIOD, Miami. Hello.
Neil?
Hi.
Hi. Talking about animals, I've got a choice tidbit for you.
Mm-hmm.
That great physic, Mickey Dane.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about it?
No.
She was arrested on Saturday for a word beginning with a B, battery.
Really?
On a tenant in her duplex.
Oh,
boy. It was
on
TV.
Wow.
And her son put up the hand to attempt to block the TV cameras.
That is shocking.
Choice?
Well, shouldn't
and she was released.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Shouldn't she have known they were coming?
Yeah, she sure should have.
Yeah.
Well, she's a great physic.
You would think so.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's shocking news, I'll tell you. At least it'll keep her off the radio for a while.
Wait, I got something else.
Yes.
In yesterday's Herald, Section E,
mm-hmm.
there's page 4E, which connects across to the right, continuation of 17E. At the top of the page, the one says Sunday, June 4th, 1989, and next to it says Sunday, May 21st, 1989.
Yeah, that's the Herald for you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the only paper. What's the only paper you got? They can put any date they want.
Can the same person exist in this town?
No. That's why we're here. Have a great day.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
You think it had anything to do with that appearance on the Greg Budell show on Friday?
I'll tell you one thing. People that appear on that Budell show have often been known to do irrational things shortly after. So the music really sounds good, huh? That's amazing. When is that Grassroots CD coming out, by the way? The one that's got the Grassroots. And who was the other group that was going to be on it? Oh, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh.
Which I did hear. I do want to give credit where credit is due. I heard on Magic, She's Just My Style by
really?
Gary Lewis and the Playboys the other night. I couldn't believe it. I cranked it up. I had my speakers vibrating. I said, this has to be a mistake. I must be in Orlando. I must be listening to cool radio. But it was Magic with a J.
For less of this.
Six, 10, W-I-O.
that all right? And his father's a douchebag, but that's the way it goes. Gary Lewis and the Playboys on All Hit Radio on Pirate Radio I-61.
Are we Pirate Radio?
Yeah. Why don't we do it first, okay? That'll fix them.
We can use their liners.
The original Pirate Radio I-61.
We'll scoop them.
Why don't we all come in with patches over our eyes tomorrow like a sailor's cap? And we'll do our own Pirate Radio. We'll scoop them again.
Well, we can do their liners before they do them. We have the liners.
Yeah, let's have Mitch record a whole bunch of Pirate Radio stuff, okay? Why not? Miami, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you that if you ever need lunch brought to you, I'll be more than happy to cook you some food and bring it over.
Yeah, good luck to you, pal. Yeah, we really taste test food that's brought in by listeners anonymous. You know? We have management try that food out first before we bring it back here, and we wait 45 minutes. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hey, Neil, this is Phil Beckman. How are you?
Hey, Kay, Phil.
First of all, about the Pirate Radio thing, I know the folks at Chi must be upset that they didn't get it because I think they wanted to do that, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It won't make any difference over there.
Second of all, be careful about using it on the air because it's copyrighted and they have been going after people who use it. Seriously.
Oh, we were just joking around.
I know. I mean, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. But
you sound so...
Shannon has kind of a reputation of being a little bit...
Well, screw him, okay?
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm sick and tired of these douchebag, like Howard Stern. We played some of his stuff over on Zeta, and right away they're going to sue the company and Infinity Broadcasting's on the phone. You know, screw all these people with all their crap, okay?
They got bad attitudes.
Exactly.
Here's a little Gary Lewis and the Playboys trivia you may not know. Back when they were getting ready to put This Diamond Ring together, the producers of the record were so convinced that, they were so convinced that Gary couldn't sing that he only sings backup on this record. He doesn't sing lead.
Phil.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't sing.
Come over the phone room.
Oh, it doesn't?
Let me try it again.
See, we expected a lot from you.
You want
Phil.
Another shot at it?
Yeah, give me another shot at it. Interesting bit of trivia about this song. Lewis doesn't sing lead on this song at all. He's only allowed to sing backup, this Diamond Ring. Who wants
to buy? Oh, all right. Now, here's a man who, just like the Ricky Ticky songbook, if you don't succeed the first time, back it up and start it over again.
I had to put a cap on first.
Exactly.
Another thing about Little Eva you may be interested in.
Do I have to dig that? That's too late.
I've been on hold that long. I guess it didn't make any difference who I was. I told the guy, but he didn't care.
He doesn't care about it. As long as he's had his lunch, he don't give a damn. Next time, call before lunch. He's leaner and hungrier before lunch.
The cookies backed up Little Yvonne, the locomotion, but she was not a member of the group. However, Earl Jean King, who was the lead singer of the Cookies, told Carole King to hire Little Eva as her maid.
Billie Jean King?
As Earl her Jean. Maid. See, she was Little Eva's
maid.
Yeah, Carole King's maid.
Carole King was Little Eva's maid?
No, yeah, that's
Boy,
exactly.
How things have turned around.
No. See, I thought babysitter stuck in my head, but it was maid.
Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe.
Another interesting thing was that this Earl Jean lady was the first person to record the song I'm Into Something Good that Herman's Hermits covered as their first hit.
Boy, I tell you, you are so full of it. It's just amazing, man. It just pours out.
Warning, that Chuck Berry you played about a half hour ago is bogus. That's not the real version.
Does that surprise you?
No, you ought to get the Great 28. That's a good CD.
Okay, whatever you say, Phil.
And tell the audio chain is set up there for voice, not for music. It could use a little more bass and maybe a little more high treble.
Some compression.
Yeah, that too, definitely.
It needs compression, this station,
pump,
okay?
Pumping and sucking. That's
exactly.
What it
well, we already got part of that. Have a great day, Phil.
You too.
See ya.
What a way to put it.
Yeah, we already got half of that. We got an open line in Broward. There it goes. Boy, this 1 to 2 hour, it's like legendary, okay?
Incredible.
And Steve's in here early, opening up his mail, getting ready for his two priests. Oh, where the hell is that record? I got to get that. I got to stand by now. Oh, jeez. You know, whatever happened to that rack we were going to have on the wall for the CDs? I got like four different cases here full of CDs. Whatever happened to that? Or is that getting... Am I getting carried away now again? You think that's unrealistic?
I guess.
Wouldn't it be right there on the wall? Wouldn't bother anybody. Just a nice thing. No, I wanted to give everybody a preview of what's going to be on Steve's show today. He's got these guests who are coming in. You notice which CD this is, too?
Mm-mm.
It's from Spike.
Oh, my God.
It's the one that Spike gave us.
Wow.
So anyway, the two priests were sitting in this bar, and Linda Blair's head was spinning around. Nice letter, Steve. Nice letter from one of our good friends. Oh, by the way, I want you, I need to see you, okay? In about 2 minutes, I need to see you. I got something to show you that you're just going to pass out on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, 21 after the hour, WIOD. Right, 124 at WID. Boy, the fax machine is just loaded with stuff. Yes, he knows. Just please, not for on the air.
I got you.
It says you... Oh, here's one of those spy reports that are generally pretty much on target.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you may recall that the pirate radio story was broken by us in a previous communique, so good luck to the BLD.
Who?
What does that
who's
mean?
That from?
It's from the Zeta Phantom Reporter. Don't you recognize the...
I don't remember them breaking the
story. We are compelled, however, to point out that this story may no longer be operative. Yes, it appears as though they may stay the course. After all, they've swallowed a bitter pill and turned the corner. This is shocking to say the least, but we will keep you apprised of further developments. By the way, pirate radio is not as Glenn described it. We don't want to pick on him since he's somewhat sensitive, but the format is actually a combination of metal AOR and high-energy dance music. Very teen intensive. If you want a sample, call. It's got a number. Oh, who's on the bat line?
It's always busy whenever we want
Mickey's
it.
Son? No, we're not talking to Mickey's son. I'm not going to... out of your mind? I'm not putting him on here.
He has the bat line?
Yeah, he's calling on the bat line.
Every time we
want to
use it,
I'm not interested in any Mickey Dane stories, okay? I don't want nothing to do with Mickey Dane or her son or anybody else. Good luck to her. I wish her nothing but the best. Okay, let's punch this up. Can you believe that? We get that call like 10 minutes ago, and right away her son is on the line. I don't hear it.
Mm-mm, it's not ringing.
No, it's playing, but it's not. Is like the pot way down or something, Nick? Is the pot way down? I can just barely hear this call. It's on a bat line. It's... This is a sample.
Great.
Well, what does that mean?
Did they say it's not the way I described it? Is that what they said?
It says it's a combination of metal, AOR, and high-energy dance music.
Okay, well, that's just like a more description
of
what I
said. Well,
that's
not what Spike Y said either. He said
they would
play like Def Leppard, and then they might play Madonna right afterward.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody
sounds pretty halluscious to me, I'll tell you that. Really strange.
Okay.
Well, you know, the question is how many formats are left, right?
Good question.
That's the question.
And see, this is a new format.
126 at WIOD. Well, we just got so much stuff going on here. It is frightening. Let's take a call from Pompano. Hello. Pompano. Okay, nice chatting with you. Pembroke Pines, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
It took me about a week to get my courage up to call again after I chased the bird out of the room last week, talking about the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to start off today with some news that you might not be aware of, but Ivan, don't call me Ivan Lendl, went down in five sets to Michael Chang.
Well, I'm real happy for him, okay? And maybe he can get some new teeth.
Well, that was supposed to be something for the bird.
I know, I understand.
I don't really care about Ivan or Ivan Lendl or any of those people.
Well, I don't either. I just wanted to make the bird happy. But getting back to baseball, don't you think it's ironic that Shawan Dunston and Ryne Sandberg each had two-run homers on the same day?
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff there. Now it's going to be... Was it a three-game series to see who the
four.
Men are?
Four.
Four-game series?
Yeah, four with the Mets, four more with the Cardinals.
It's going to be
interesting. Why can't we play the Phillies? That's what I like to know. I wish you could play about 10 with the Phillies.
How about them Orioles?
Yeah, how about those Pirates? They really suck, too, don't they? Everybody, all the Mets fans are going to say, oh, we're really coming back. We won four in a row. Yeah, three against the Pirates. The Pirates couldn't beat Vasser.
All right, Neil, I just want to say... hello to Scott Spook. I want to know when Alice's restaurant's opening up again, and say hello to a good friend of mine, Johnny Stardust, who happens to be out in Las Vegas right now.
Okay, well, we can't give personal messages on the air, but have a nice day. 28 past 1 at WIOD. We have an open line in Broward and one in Boca, and we got a couple of things here, a couple of somethings in the mail. There's one package. I don't like these packages, you know, because they're sealed like... I'm going to have to put the mic down. One moment, please.
It's all right, Someone faxed me something here about Morton Downey Jr.'s syndicated show. I don't know what this is, out of the New York Times, maybe? Morton Downey Jr., gasping for air, it says. MCA Television, which syndicates the Morton Downey Jr. show to about 70 stations across the country, is having trouble persuading those stations to renew the show for this fall. Now, this is from MCA and Quantum Media, Inc. They produced the show, and it says some stations, while not canceling the show, have moved it to less desirable times. And this includes, of course, New York's Channel 9, which is owned by MCA. And that's where they tape the show in Secaucus, New Jersey. On June 12th, Mr. Downey will switch times with Arsenio Hall's increasingly popular talk show, which someone called about earlier, why that show is so popular. It's from Rich Pachter, all of this. Wow, okay.
And what? Frank. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Now, you talk about confusion. The name of this artist is Frank, spelled P-H-R-A-N-C. The name of the album is I Enjoy Being a Girl. And look at the picture.
Wow.
What is it?
Neil, thought you would, yeah.
Wow. What is it? Ladies and gentlemen, Frank. The audience gapes. What the hell is it? That's what it says here. It says, what the hell is it? Isn't that what I just said? The name is spelled with a P-H and a hard C. I'm Frank. The kids howl, and this tiny daughter of Bilitis, what's Bilitis? Is that like an illness of the colon or something? Proceeds to demolish them. She simply reaches out, grabs the crowd, and sticks it in the pocket of her Levi's. Frank.
Now, you can
actually... And the intro on this album of the liner is by Orson Bean.
Wow. Now, you can actually play I Enjoy Being a Girl.
Oh, we can?
There you go.
Boy, that's
sent you the CD.
Butchest, strangest looking dude.
Oh, look, we have pictures of Frank.
Yeah.
P-H-R-A-N-C.
Wow.
Now, there he is, drinking a glass of milk.
Oh, she. She, it's not he. She. One of the songs is Martina.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy.
P-H with a hard C.
I walk with a girlish gait. With my hips all swivelly and...
Oh, Jesus, we got another chronic here on the band. Hello. Hello. Oh, we got Norm Kent on this, and he's listening to the radio. Can you believe this?
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Get with it, Norm.
How you doing?
Great.
My name's not Norman. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is not Norman. Everyone's calling me Norman. My name's not Norman.
Well, then why does it say Norm Kent on this thing here?
The guy said, listen, is your name Norman? I said, no, sir, my name's not Norman. He said, your name's Norman, isn't it? I said, look, if it makes you happy, you know, my name's Norman. I didn't want to argue. I try not to argue, you know?
What is your name?
My name's Ken. How you doing?
Okay, Norm.
Listen, I ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch Inside Story tonight?
Why, what's on it?
There's a new topic, new subject, something never... ever before discussed anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone?
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of that subject before. Yeah. That ought to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, I thought you might be interested.
I heard
that.
Tomorrow night they're going to ask, did John Wilkes Booth really do it?
Who's that? Oh, yeah, that's guy.
Shirley's older brother.
Yeah. Well, Neil, like, how you doing, Glenn?
Who is this?
George.
Why is... I'm just a dedicated listener.
With the hotline.
I'm a fan.
He's not on the hotline. Oh, he's on line 7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why is everybody attacking this poor guy? They're accusing him of being like, next you'll accuse him of playing rotisserie baseball.
Hey, I just called to give you some information.
You don't play rotisserie, sir. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you play rotisserie baseball?
I don't even know what that is.
Good. Okay. You're okay in my book.
But if it feels good, I'll try.
Okay. Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Wow. Poor guy. The poor guy. Is this Frank?
Like I said, one of the cuts is called Martina on his album by Frank.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips all swivelly and swerving.
I don't get it. I'm still not sure what this is. This cat makes Billy Tipton look like your average run-of-the-mill guy, you know? I don't know what this is. Frank with a P-H.
It says, we asked the soul-searching question, who is Frank?
And what the hell is it?
She responds with a parody of French movie style Frank. Frank is just Frank. She has an image that some consider
butch.
Others femme.
Yeah.
But Frank is neither butch nor femme. No roles.
She's about as feminine as Charlton Heston.
No roles are defined by Frank.
Yeah, that's for
and
sure.
And that's with a P.
It said the audience gasps. What the hell is it?
And that was exactly my reaction. So I guess I don't feel out of touch with reality. That is exactly what I said. What the hell is it?
This is fascinating.
On her feet, she sports the latest in combat boots. Boy, she ought to go to work up in Broward County for the BSO, shouldn't she? She'd be a big hit up there.
Oh.
Wow.
Not straight, but frank.
Yeah, spelled S-T-R-A-T-E.
Yes.
Maybe just a little spelling problem could be the story there, you think? 134, let me...
610-W-I-R-D. I need to see your little girl later.
136 at WIOD. Now, listen, I had this in the machine all day, and we never got around to playing it, and I'm not going to waste any more time because it's been a long time since this guy got a chance.
Whether we have kids or pets or neither.
What was that?
It's uncued. It's not queued
up. It's in the middle.
It's Monday. We go through this every Monday, don't we? Every Monday, seems to me like.
I haven't played that in ages, and it's in the middle. It's uncued.
Yes.
Well, I guess that must be an omen for us, okay? Well, we were pirate radio for about 10 minutes there until we got that warning, so I guess we'll have to govern ourselves accordingly. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Good.
Got a spy report on your buddy Ricky Tickey.
Yeah.
I was driving down Federal about an hour ago, and the nice guy pulled right in front of me, cut me off, so I figured I'd get him back. Pulled around him and pulled in front of him, showed him my bumper sticker, dropped off like nothing. Went about 20 miles an hour down Federal Highway. He wouldn't catch up to me. I don't know, he must be afraid or something.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It works every time.
It does.
Just like a charm.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Thanks, Neil.
See ya.
Bye.
137 at WIOD. Oh, look at that. We got the Globe. Lucy's life after death. Medium reveal. She contacted dead friends before she went. Yeah. Getting ready to come over for supper, okay? Be sure and keep it warm for me. They're sure keeping Claude warm, I'll tell you that.
Pat Boone faces fraud charges.
No,
check
not
this
another
out.
Acme statin thing, is it?
Check this out. I'll be with you in a second. I'm going to investigate this.
Wouldn't you think Pat Boone would be the perfect guy to be doing spots for pimple cream? Guy never had a zit in his life. Miami, hello. Hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
Can I hold for a lightning round?
Sure, no problem. let's see. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is this? You got back on? Oh, wait a minute. How about this one? Hello.
Neil.
You're back.
Well, look what happened. I had to go down to Fulton County Stadium and pick up some tickets for the Braves game before it gets sold out.
Oh, yeah. You probably had some long tickets. Okay, hold on. Okay, we got three on hold already.
All right, we're on hold for the lightning round, man. Scott, you got to do it, man.
Can I ask you a question? I got these on hold.
I can't.
I don't understand it. It wasn't on. It was he was in limbo. Wasn't that great?
Hmm.
I should have let it go, shouldn't I?
That would have
been a lot of fun, kind of like Voyeur at the bottom of the sea, huh? Miami, hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Great.
Glenn, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, did you see Gabby's match yesterday?
How are you doing? He won't answer my
question. I watched her Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
And boy, I was pacing and...
He's going to have a lot of sleepless nights now.
But I didn't see her yesterday.
She's cute, but she's looking butcher and butcher every time I see her.
Yeah, those female tennis players, boy, look out.
Boyish and goyish.
Look out, yeah.
Yeah, this kid, Jim, whatever his name is, the young kid who beat Agassi?
I didn't see it.
Well, he's having a tough time. He's in the fifth set right now, and it's 4-4.
All right.
Yeah,
a little balance here. A little balance here. I like this.
Yeah, just to make you happy.
Okay.
Neil?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Great.
I heard
you ask how you doing one more time. I'm going to take the phone and just put it into your ear and twist and turn until your brains fall out.
Well, just as long as it's my ear.
Okay.
You played rock and roll music earlier?
I assume your brains are in your head, but if not, what was that, sir?
You played rock and roll music earlier?
Yeah.
That's not the best.
I know version. Somebody already called us that. Someone said it was a bogus verb, but at least it was Chuck Berry.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the Beatles version was much better.
Oh, man. This is blasphemy, isn't it?
Of
course, anybody that would talk about tennis.
Okay,
the Beatles version was better. I'm not going to argue music today, okay? I'm not in the mood to argue music. Whatever you say is right.
Okay, I went by Char Hut on Thursday to get a squeeze of Neil before I knew it was like a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And I want BM to pay for my bill.
Good.
Okay.
Just send it to him in the mail.
All right, can I hold on for the lightning round?
Sure, no problem. 140 at WIOD. Here's the synopsis of the... Soaps, Guiding Light, Chelsea, who was checking out Roger's past, learned that Roger was alive when the Santo Domingo police found him off the bank of the river after he fell off a bridge during a fight with Ed.
Our Ed?
Come back. They can always come back. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Yeah, I'm a Georgie Chavez.
I haven't seen him since Hialeah.
He must be up in Monmouth or somewhere. He's not here.
Well, what the heck happened?
I don't know. He went off after some real money somewhere.
I guess so. Hey, I got a problem with hemorrhoids. Glenn, what do you take for yours?
What is this? Upstate
New York.
Yes.
It's about, what do you call
it? It's about what? This Sharon boy, she's something. Controversial talk host Tuchus? It's about Tuchus? That's what the guy was just asking about, hemorrhoids. Albany, amid charges of anti-Semitism leveled against its controversial talk show host, a local radio station has fired Jim Blykamp despite his vigorous assertions that he was the victim of a scandalous slur. The radio host reportedly had vilified Jewish callers and repeatedly voiced anti-Israel convictions during his evening program, including an accusation that Israeli soldiers are committing genocide against Arabs. Very famous talk host Jim Blykamp in Albany. Never heard of him. From WGY. Well, first of all, WGY is not in Albany. WGY is in Schenectady, which is close, but not a match. It's a big station. It's 50,000 watts.
This is the big story.
But there you go.
Good 100.
Okay, 148 at WID. Here's the part of the show that folks from coast to coast tune in to hear.
True.
I bet you even Mike Lyons might be listening right now.
Neely. Incredible. Shocking.
Yeah. And Phil Beckman. And Don Cox.
And Jeff Gonser.
And Pete Bolger. And Dave Caprida.
Maybe even the Colonel.
And what's his name? Brad Abril. 148. Whoa, was that a pregnant pause, man? You could have fired a cannon.
I didn't want to say it.
You could have fired Boom Boom Cannon through that hole.
I thought it'd be a nice guy today.
Okay, here's Dade County. Hello.
This is Claude Prepper. Please bury me.
I sure wish they would, Claude. Let's go to that Georgia call. This ought to be really great.
Hello, Neil. You know what Henry Barrow and June Allison have in common, don't you? They're both...
See, he didn't get it out fast enough, and it was all the way from Georgia. He held on all that time and called back and everything, and he choked. He choked in a clutch. He just, that and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Broward, hello.
Let's go, Mets!
Two for that one.
Thank you.
Two. Broward County, hello.
How did I feel when Michael Keaton was offered the role of Batman? I cried for about an hour.
Oh, which reminds me. He reminded me of the Mike Schmidt tape. I hadn't seen that, you know, when he announced his retirement last week. Have you seen that on the news where he just goes to pieces?
Who?
And when I was a kid, with two bad legs, I would be a major league player.
Oh, I don't know anything about
it. Oh, man, it is so pathetic. It is just so pathetic. Here's this macho Mike Schmidt, Mr. Super Macho Big League Douchebag. And he's, like, babbling like a baby, you know? I mean, you know, enough is enough, isn't it? 18 years, he had a great career. He's made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Time to say goodbye gracefully, not, two bad legs. Oh, God. Talk about choking up. It's 10 till 2 at WIOD, Dade County. Hello.
As long as I have my slice of pizza.
That was Mike, wasn't it? Mike Schmidt Jr., Boca, hello.
Angela Soto, get a life.
Palm Beach.
Boynton Beach is dead over here.
Tell us something we don't know, pal. Dade County, hello.
Steve Kane sucks.
Dade County, hello.
I need the dork lady.
I think Dr. Junior is going to have a lot of time to call in now. He got fired. You know, the original dying over here, he's going to be calling
he'll
a lot of
on hold, yeah.
Even the bat line's going again. Okay, that was from inside the building from Disney's office. Broward, hello.
A top story tonight, Claude Pepper.
Dade County, hello.
I'm having trouble understanding these today.
Yeah, they all sound like one or another very... Claude's body has been everywhere, and it's rubbing off on the public.
Speak
the old
clearly.
Folk just, no.
Speak clearly.
No.
Please.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Boca, hello.
Larry King's breath makes me puke.
Good one.
Is that Donald Trump? It was from Palm Beach County.
That's right.
Could have been. The bat line.
You know what the power head is?
What was that?
Sorry, I have no clue.
I have no idea.
I can't give you any...
Broward, hello.
I dare you to kick me out of Toyota of Hollywood. I dare you.
All right.
Yeah, your friend.
All right.
Mr. S.
Already freaking out.
Yeah. Just wait. We got a special van. You know how they van horses away when they break down? One of those. And they'll need every horsepower, too. Uh-huh. Dade County, hello.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Broward, hello.
Neil, you're a dork.
Okay.
She's so cute sounding.
Yeah. Dade County, hello. Yeah,
well, you see, I lost my crayons, and I'd like to appeal.
Broward, hello.
Yeah, it's 75 degrees in the Magic City.
Oh, a good one.
Steve Stansel, Jr. Senior. Senior. Broward, hello.
Hey, Neil, this is Gary Shanley.
Never again, sir. You'll never get their name on the air again, pal. No chance.
And this is not the donut shop.
Yeah, but it's a
different
close
one.
Second. Yeah,
same genre.
Not the donut shop. It's a restaurant that didn't show up the other day that evidently somebody is trying to get their name on the air over and over again. Not going to do a bit of good. Mm-hmm. Never will hit the air again. Trust
good.
Me.
Good.
Dade County, hello.
I know you are, but what am I?
Broward, hello.
This is Donald Trump. Steve Kane's breath stinks.
Now, if this bat line is the same guy, I'm not going to answer the bat line again. Hello?
Tanner can relate to this, is he?
Palm Beach.
Steve Kane is in love with M. Bishop.
Dade County, hello.
Why wouldn't these people just leave me alone? Leave me.
Claude's getting pissed, you know, and he has had enough already, right?
He's burnt
enough
out.
Enough is enough already. Broward, hello.
Neil, how long does male menopause last?
Just wait and you'll find out, pal. Dade, hello.
I'm no pepper. You're no pepper. Wouldn't you like to die like pepper?
Palm Beach, hello.
Don't blame the dog. It's the Larry King Show.
Oh. That was sensational, okay? Boca, hello.
Hey, Roland.
Yeah, I know. Go get a life, will you, computer? The bat line.
Oh, I had two bad legs and I couldn't get away.
Dade County, hello.
The reading is echoing down.
Broward, hello.
Get up there, you fairy.
Broward, hello.
Scout Cubs, here come the Mets.
Oh, you know who that was. Palm Beach. Palm Beach.
What's wrong with rotisserie league baseball?
There you go.
Call Norm Kent. He'll tell you. Dade County, hello.
I just want to be sodomized. Is that so bad?
Broward, hello.
Claude Pepper is still dead.
Boy, we're beginning to worry. Dade County, hello. Palm Beach.
Is it true the bird is a bald eagle?
Boca.
Yeah, Khomeini's coming back as Elvis.
Broward, hello.
Show sucks.
Dade County.
Beet eaters are blast holes.
Boca.
We're
on such a roll.
I know. Always.
We hit Boca like hitting a brick wall.
Always.
Palm Beach.
No, I'm retiring from the Lightning Round.
With two bad legs. Broward, hello.
Yeah, Steve Kane does suck.
Dade County, hello.
Oh, April.
Wow.
The bat line.
Cox on radio. You know what the power hit is?
Dade County, hello.
Twice the cover weight on twapping.
Was that Mike? Let's play the jingle and see if it was him. Dade County, hello.
Deal, the Mets suck.
Dade County, hello.
Do senior citizens get a discount?
Palm Beach.
Hey, Larry, how's the Celtics?
Boca.
Hey, it's 75 degrees at the Magic City.
Ooh, that sounded like Boom Boom Jr., didn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I think that guy's got a career. Broward, hello.
Not ball bearings, Neil. They're absolutely like BBs.
Dade County, hello.
Doctor, I fell and I can't get it up.
Dade County, hello.
Bird, you're a dweeb.
Wouldn't it be something if we got the dork lady and the dweeb lady back to back?
Yeah.
Broward, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, could I get in the lightning round?
Palm Beach.
That's my favorite.
Neil, this is El Producto. I'm dying to share my sweet.
Boca.
Nick's breath makes me puke.
That's his buddy in Boca.
Mm-hmm.
Dade County, hello.
Miami's my opportunity.
Yeah. Broward County, hello.
Mayor Koch is queer.
Boca, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
Those Boca calls.
Boy, are they, they're as sharp as a tack up there, aren't they? Sharp as a matzo ball in heat. Palm Beach.
Nobody ever accused me of being a flaming head.
Dade County, hello.
Go Canes.
Dade County, hello.
Rule 73's buried me. It's been 6 days.
Broward, hello. Boca.
Hey, I'd like to hold it for the lightning round.
Broward.
Hey, Kevin, you're a ponderous douchebag.
Dade County, hello.
Quad farting.
Boca, hello.
Yeah, can I hear that Frank cut again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, someday, somewhere, but not here. Dade County, hello.
Ooh, ooh, shiver.
That was Boom Boom Shaw.
Uh-huh.
Broward, hello.
Hello, you're struggling, you know?
Where is she, by the way? We haven't heard from the struggling months. Lady in ages.
Mm-mm.
What a shame. Dade County, hello.
Hey, boy, I want to jump your bones.
Boca.
What do you and Kevin Kitchens have in common?
Dade County, hello.
A diet over here.
Broward.
Lying around.
Yeah. Dade County, hello.
K mama.
Wow.
Yeah, right to the point. Dade County, hello.
President Bush just left for Asia Pacific tour.
Boca, hello.
You're a bastard.
Good one.
Dade, hello.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Dade County, hello.
Budweiser presents the Claude Pepper World Tour 89.
Broward, hello. Nobody there. Broward.
This is Claude. Bury me, please.
Boca.
Bold across the nose. Oh.
And last, but of course not least, we did Boca. How about Dade County, hello.
The boardwalk and Monty trainers, you what a peach of a fair.
Well, it's been a pretty enlightening Monday, I'll tell you that. I learned something.
Did you?
Yeah. Never again. Now, it was pretty good, I must confess. We'll give
Monday.
You high marks for a Monday. Mm-hmm. Something shocking must have happened over the weekend. Anyway, we got Hurricanes baseball after Sports Talk at 8:10 tonight. Canes in Texas. Big, big game. Alex Fernandez is going to pitch for Miami in a College World Series from Omaha with Sonny and Joe and Cher.